Triumphant from all our foes, through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song, play it, sing. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because as always, Radio Biafra is listened to not only across every time zone, but in every village, in every community, in every country on this planet. Once you have internet accessibility, if you can browse with your device, that means you can get Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via belierhumanrights.org. You can also get us through peopleofbiafra.org. If everything else fails, please go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are welcoming you. Today is the first day in August in the year of our Lord 2013. The time have just gone slightly 4 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in London. Once again, we're welcoming you wherever you are. It is summertime here in London. The weather is very humid, it's very hot, it's sweltering. It is as hot as it is in the blessed Biafra land. Once again, we're welcoming you. Please use this opportunity to invite your friends and your relatives, your family, even our enemies as well. Tell Yorubas and Hausa people that Radio Biafra is on, and tell them how to get Radio Biafra. As always, you know how to join us. You can join Radio Biafra by calling our studio line, or you can join Radio Biafra by following us on Skype. If you come to Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to Skype. That's all you need to do. If you want to call us on the phone, the number to call once again is +447831308376. I repeat, +44, which is the UK code, 783-1308376. That is the normal studio line. It doesn't change. It is constant. It is consistent. It never changes. Please, we are asking you, wherever you are, endeavor to tell at least 10 people as you're listening to this. Invite them to come to Radio Biafra. This is the only platform you can speak your mind. You can speak the truth. You can say whatever that is on your mind. Nobody's going to stop you. Nobody's going to censor you. As long as it is within the reason of or within the bounds of reason and good taste, we are here to welcome it, that this is your radio station, this is Radio Biafra, entirely supported by the listeners. We do not have any sugar daddy or sugar mommy. We do not have any politician behind us. We do not have any corrupt freedom fighter behind us. We are entirely supported by the wonderful people, people that believe in the truth and honesty, because this is Radio Biafra. We are nothing without the truth. We are here to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We are not afraid of anybody. I am not afraid of my father, my mother, anybody at all. If they commit any crime, if they jeopardize the march towards the restoration of Biafra, we will expose them here. Nobody is sacred when it comes to Radio Biafra, because all men and women are created equal before God. We fear no man but God himself in high heavens, who have ordered, ordained, and asked us to do this thing because it is right both before him and before humanity itself. We are here to defend the honor of our people. We are here to defend the integrity of our people. We are here to fulfill our obligation to the dead. 3.5 million and counting. We are not going to forget them. We are not going to abandon them. We are not going to forget those that place them in their early graves, all of them, one after the other. We remember them. We encourage them to continue. Well, of course, we are not allowed. We can libate, but we do not consult on the dead. We consult on the living God only. Therefore, we are asking you, wherever you are, to remember anytime you're listening to Radio Biafra that we are waking up the voice of our people that perished. We are trying to seek justice for those that died. We are also seeking justice for those being deported from Lagos as we speak. We are asking for the livelihoods of our people who are being frozen out of their shops at Ladikbo. A lot of things are happening, but we are here to stay because Radio Biafra reports what no other media has the guts to report. People are afraid of telling the truth. On Radio Biafra, we do what even the BBC cannot do. We report what CNN cannot attempt to report because they have been compromised. They have been paid off with the oil money. That's why they won't cover it. And we are not going to plead or beg them to cover the issues on Biafra, because we have Radio Biafra and we're expanding. We are going to astonish people in the next few days. People will be amazed as to what we are capable of doing, because God himself is behind us. I'm delighted to say that we welcome back our dear sister, Carol Monde. She's here in the studio with me. She happened to have just come back from France and left everything that she's doing, left her young family to come, or some would say older family as well, to come and stay with us, to come and be with us, to be able to bring news, views, commentary, and analysis on how we are all going to get Biafra, because it's the duty of everybody. Even those men who are gossiping like women, I have never seen people gossip like Igbo men. Is astonishing. They gossip worse than women. Please, we are asking all of you to devote your gossiping time towards the restoration of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, once again, we are welcoming you. We also have our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, who always presents news for us. I will start by going to her. First of all, please, Chidera, say hello to our wonderful people. Introduce yourself to them. They are in every country, in every hamlet, in every community, all over the world, tuned in and ready to listen to Radio Biafra this evening. Please, go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, great Biafrans and friends of Biafra, wherever you are on the planet. I'm saying good morning, good afternoon, good night to even some of you. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Tennessee, United States.
Thank you very much. And please, Carol?
Yes, hello, I'm back. I've been to France and Belgium. It was wonderful. But this is the first day of the month, so I want to see the great things that we've got going on today. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you very much. Very brief and very concise. We welcome all of you wherever you may be. Once again, when we say good night, it's because Radio Biafra is being listened to as people are waking up where they are, even those planning to go to sleep, because Radio Biafra is the only place where you can speak in Australia. You hear your voice in Austria. You can speak from Canada. You hear your voice in Congo. Anywhere you are on this planet and you speak, once we say you are on Radio Biafra, your voice is being heard all over the world. Nobody provides that type of platform. Nobody gives you this type of leverage to be able to reach the entire humanity. We made that possible not because we are very strong, not because we are more intelligent than other people, but because God is with us. We are doing God's work. We are here to speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. The truth must be spoken. Even if you don't want to hear it, this truth must be said at all times, because our ancestors, our forefathers, who managed to provide, to preside over a country, over a nation that never conquered anybody and nobody conquered them until we fell into sin. And God used the Scottish people, used Frederick Lugar to come and overwhelm us. They built that very sacred land on truth and honesty. If you don't have truth and honesty, you are not a Biafran. You are not a Biafran. You must be very, very consistent. You see the truth and you follow it like the Northern Star. It doesn't deviate. It doesn't corner. There are no excuses for lies and bad behavior. Here at Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves on the people that make up the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We are men and women of unimpeachable integrity. We have not done anything wrong to sabotage the effort of Biafra. We have not done anything wrong to derail the march of Biafra towards freedom. That is why we boldly proclaim every evening. That is why we boldly proclaim in our writings that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. If you do not trust Radio Biafra, if you do not trust me as director of Radio Biafra and the entire editorial board, you are not following Biafra in truth and honesty. Because we don't have any baggage, we don't have any skeletons in our cupboard. If you know and you feel that we are deceiving people, come on air and tell us. Don't inbox us, don't write a letter to us. Come on the air, the line is open. There are some people writing. Of course, we publish everything that you write to us. Even when you criticize us, we publish it. On Radio Biafra, he says his name is Michael Oja. What a name, what a wonderful name. He says he's living in Jamaica. His name is Michael Oja, Engineer Michael, whom I believe to be somebody seeking relevance, but will not mention his name. People forming their Unity Television and Unity this and all over the place. That this is Radio Biafra. If you know we've done anything wrong, please come on air and tell us. The world wants to hear if these people who are boldly proclaiming every day that they are whiter than white, please come and expose us and tell them that we are fraudsters. We are very confident that you have nothing against us because we have not done anything wrong. That is why anybody who is anybody, if you mention Radio Biafra to them, they jump from their window. If you mention Radio Biafra to them, they have nightmares because nobody is spared. If you do the good thing, we'll praise you. If you do the awful thing, believe you me, you regret the day you were born because we are here to speak the truth. Once again, we are welcoming you and we are saying that we are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender, that this is Radio Biafra. Either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no third option. We will not go on exile. We will not come back to you tomorrow and say, oh, please relocate from Kanu to Lafia. We are here to get Biafra and nothing else. Please, Chidera, if you may, please kindly give us the news headlines on this day, the first day of August in the year of our Lord 2013, and the accompanying news roundup, please. Go ahead.
The news headlines. Lagos State government denies deporting Igbos to Anambra State. We're also reporting that Lagos State government orders army and police to take over Ladipo Market. Imo women threaten to go naked over failed roads. Governor Peter Obi petitions Jonathan over deportation of Igbos from Lagos to Onitsha. And lastly, that Owasrike, the leader of Mazob, wants Ndibo to relocate. Now the news in detail. Lagos State government yesterday debunked allegation that it deported 67 indigents of Anambra State, saying what happened was that the state government did rehabilitation and resettlement of citizens from other states. It equally assured residents of adequate security of life and property in the wake of the recent arrest of some Boko Haram suspects in the state. Briefing after the weekly security meeting chaired by Governor Babatunde Fashola, State Commissioner of Police, Mr. Omar Manko, said the state government only resettled the 67 Anambra indigenes. According to him, what happened was that the state government did rehabilitation and resettlement of the citizens from other states. These were those who came into the state and turned into destitute. The Lagos government have drafted combined force of armed soldiers and mobile policemen to Ladipo Market, Mushin, Lagos, to enforce the new imposed Babaloja for the market on Igbo traders. The Igbo traders have refused to recognize the new Babaloja as the leader of the market, insisting that Igbo traders are over 99% of the market. The Igbo traders claimed that they are not aware of the reason that the troops have been drafted to their market, other than the Lagos State government's intimidation and bullying them to accept a man that cannot win even 1% of the election if the leadership election is conducted today. Residents of Nekede, Eziobodo, and Ihiagwa communities in Owerri West local government area of Imo State have threatened to go naked in protest over the terrible condition of roads in the area. The aggrieved villagers, who were mostly women, said they would take to the streets to protest what they called government's indifference to the plight of the people, seeing the three communities had been cut off from the entire state. They said, despite the fact that the communities jointly played host to two federal tertiary institutions, namely Federal Polytechnic Nekede and Federal University of Technology, and other federal government institutions with the attendant high vehicular movement, the federal and the state governments have remained nonchalant to the people's ordeal. Governor Peter Obi on Wednesday wrote President Goodluck Jonathan to investigate the dumping of 72 homeless people at the Upper Iweka Bridge on Isha Anambra State by suspected agents of the Lagos state government. In a letter titled Unconstitutional, Illegal and Forced Deportation of Nigerians to Anambra State from Lagos State, Obi described the action of Lagos state government in the matter as disturbing. He said it had serious security and political implications, considering the fact that it was not the first time that such an action was taken by the Lagos state government. The leader of the movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra, Mazob, Chief Ralph Uwazilike, has advised Ndibo living in troubled zones in the north to relocate to safe areas in the country if they do not want to return home. Uwazilike's advice followed Monday's multiple bombings by suspected Boko Haram members in the Sabongari area of Kano that is predominantly inhabited by the Igbo, in which 20 persons were said to have died. The Mazob leader told Daily Sun yesterday that his advice was informed by his discovery that some Igbo living in the north do not want to leave, noting that those who wanted to return home had done so when he sent buses to fetch them. This is the news of today, 1st of August, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. I thought I was actually hoping to also hear about the Igbos dumped at Onitsha Headbridge, that Lagos state government is defending their action, saying the deportees are nuisance. They are calling Igbo people nuisance in Lagos. That is what they are saying. The news was being reported by one Mr. or Mrs. or Miss or Master Oluwole Farotimi. They said that the Lagos state government, they said this yesterday, on one hand they said it's 62 people, on another hand it's 72, others are saying 41. No one knows the number because it's a country full of lies. The Zoological Republic of Nigeria will report what happens in the zoo. Again, they are, on one hand they are denying, as we've heard from Chidera, saying they didn't deport anyone. On the other hand, they speak from both sides of the mouth. They can never speak the truth. I don't know how God allowed us to be put in the same hellhole as these people. On one hand, they are denying the deported people. On the other hand, they are accepting it and saying that the Igbo people dumped at Onitsha Head Bridge are nuisance. They are calling them deportees. Yoruba people, his name is Oluwole Farotimi, who is writing on behalf of the government of Lagos State. They are saying that the Lagos State government said yesterday that the 72 people deported to Onitsha Anambra State last week constituted a nuisance. That's what they're saying. Anywa Wundibo will nuisance to Ndi Yoruba. Controversy has been trailing the government's action, fielding questions from newsmen after the State Security Council meeting chaired by Governor Babatunde Fashola. The Commissioner of Police, Mr. Omaru Manko, said the state government only rehabilitated and resettled the people. Resettling them means dumping them at Head Bridge in Onitsha. That is resettlement. That is the understanding of people. That is why English language is not good. When you educate monkeys in English language, they don't quite grasp it. They don't understand what it means. They don't understand English word meaning resettlement. They don't know what resettlement means. It's very sad. Very, very sad. What happened, according to the Commissioner of Police, was that the state did rehabilitation and resettlement of the citizens from other states that came into the state and turned into destitute. People from Igbo land are destitutes. They turned into destitute in Lagos. That's what the Commissioner for Police or of Police, I don't know what they call them in the zoo, Commissioner of Police is saying. The state government reformed them. We are the ones feeding people in Lagos, feeding Yorubas in Lagos. When we go on Christmas, Yoruba land comes to a standstill. When the Abiola saga happened, the Yoruba people came to a standstill. Today they are telling us that we are nuisance in Lagos, telling us that they rehabilitated us and deported us. These are the words of the Commissioner of Police. This is a man who is charged with keeping law and order in Lagos State. He is using the word deported for citizens of a country that claim they belong to the same country. As we say always, if you consider yourself a Nigerian, a vermin is worse than you. You are bereft of common sense. A commissioner of police is saying that people are deported in their own country. They don't know the meaning of the word rehabilitation. They don't know the meaning of the word deportation. That is why sometimes when Barrister Mamezu kicks off on our use of the word of English or Igbo language, so to speak, sometimes I have a little bit of reservation, because when people are lying and talking all manner of nonsense, they deploy English language, because you can't get away with the same nonsense in Igbo language. That is why we are floundering. That is why we are all over the place, because our people do not understand English language. They hear it, but they don't understand the meaning of it. That is why Radio Biafra is different, because we explain the reasons behind the news that you're getting, not just the headlines, not just the wishy-washy writing of some people. We explain to you what the news is all about. Nobody does that on this planet, only Radio Biafra. That is why we're very proud of the work that we do. According to this commissioner for police, his name is Manko. That is his name. He said the residents should go about their lawful businesses, asking other people, the ones not yet deported, Ndi Bonapare na Lagos, telling them to go about their lawful business. Of course, everyone knows that the Eid al-Fitri is around the corner. They are now reminding us of Islamic calendar. They are telling us about Islamic calendar, that Eid al-Fitri is around the corner. We have done everything necessary to ensure that the festival is observed peacefully. This is a country that is secular, that are telling us about Muslim festival. Oh, because after all, Fashola, Babatunde Fashola, is an arch-Islamist following in the footsteps of his puppet master. One, what's his name? The former governor of Lagos State, Tinubu, or whatever his name is. I don't want to remember these people. They make me sick. Mentioning of their names, I get headache. I can't stand these people. All the security agencies in the state have done their homework to ensure that the residents of Lagos have hitch-free festival by clearing the streets of Igbo people coming back from work. They're about to have a hitch-free festival of Eid al-Fitri. That is the nonsense we're experiencing. We are also going on to report, because it's important that we report all these things. They clear you if you're coming back from Radikpa Market. They take you and they deport you to Onitsha, so that your shop, your shade, your stall can become available to the next Yoruba person. That is what they're doing in the Zoological Republic, because we give you the news the way it is. We don't embellish it. We don't add anything to it. We give it to you raw the way it is. So you understand when you refer to yourself as a Nigerian, why I consider such people with so much disdain, I cannot even explain it myself. Anybody referring, if you are a Biafran and you say you're a Nigerian, I don't even want to come across you. Because you are, I don't know what to even call you. You cannot even be an animal, because animals have dignity. You are worse than that. Igbo traders refuse to recognize Alhaji Baba Oloja as the market leader, whatever his name is, one man, Oki, as the market leader in Lagos. What did the Lagos State government do and the Nigerian police? They deployed 15 pickup vans with armed mobile policemen, operatives of the SARS, which is the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, to go to Ladekwa Market. You would have thought that deploying 15 pickup vans will be against armed robbers. They have deployed it against Igbo people. We don't know how many of them have been arrested. We don't know how many of them have been locked up. We don't know what is happening. That the zoo is coming to an end. The Igbo traders have refused to recognize the new Babaloja as the leader of the market, insisting that Igbo traders are over 99%. The Igbo traders have also claimed that they are not aware of the reason that the troops have been deployed to their market. What are the police people doing there? To intimidate us to leave it, so that Yoruba people can run in and steal once again from Igbo people. Ikechukwu Animalu, the President General of the Ladikpa Auto Central Executive Committee, said that the men we have brought to the market through the government backing by Alhaji Oki to take control of the market. Yorubas are trying to take control of Ladikpa Market by force. That is what is happening. We warned you, we told you that it was going to happen. It's beginning to happen. They're testing the water. Very soon they will drive you, chase you away. They won't deport you. They will use stick and flog you away from Lagos, you'll be crying like little children back to Iboland, and you expect us to feel sorry for you. We warned you that worse is yet to come. Now they're deploying troops at Ladipo Market. Why? Because the majority of the people said no to who was elected. They have a constitution that says majority carries the vote. The person being imposed on them by Lagos State Government is not the person who is supposed to be there. What happened? They deployed troops only in the zoo. If you lose election, you go and bring the police. Because Igbo people are trading in Lagos State, they have to be submissive to a Yoruba person in their own shop. Not in a local government election, not in a state election, not in a ward election, not council election. This is an association of traders that controls a market. Can anybody go to London Stock Exchange and impose somebody on them? These are traders. They are trading in auto spare parts. They have the right constitutionally to elect who is their leader. But no, not in the zoo called Nigeria. When we call it a zoo, some imbeciles come out and talk rubbish that they don't know. Some fools open their mouth and regurgitate the stunted education they received in the Zoological Republic. That was where I left the place anyway, because they cannot teach you anything meaningful in that zoo. Peter Obi has written a letter, I don't know if it's a love letter or what it is, to Jonathan, saying that he's drawing his attention to 72 homeless people we are dumped at Upper Iweka Bridge. In a letter titled "Unconstitutional, Illegal and Forced Deportation of Nigerians to Anambra State from Lagos." If they are Nigerians, Mr. Pitobi, why are they being deported then? This is the use of English language which I can't get my head round. If you are referring to them as Nigerians deported to Anambra State, why are you using the word deported? You should have said these are Igbo people being brought back from Yoruba land. That is what the world understands. Not deportation of some people. When you announce this news to your friends, tell them that Igbo people resident in Yoruba land are being deported back to Igbo land where they belong. Because here we tell you the truth, the way the news should be reported. Igbo women, our women, the very proud Igbo women, have gone back to what we used to do of old. When you annoy them, they go back naked. They go and march naked on the street. If you see them, you go blind. Go and ask people. If you look at my naked Igbo women marching in those days, you will go blind. When things get very, very bad, I remember the stories we were being regaled with as children in my village, because I proudly say I grew up in the village. When at one point in our history, things were very bad in Isiama, very, very bad, and women brought out their walking stick at night, naked with their lanterns, in Palaka, the local one, and marched around the village. Every evil person, it wasn't up to 7 days, collapsed and died. That is the power of our women. The people that first rose against colonial rule, against white rule in Africa, the whole of Africa, were Igbo women. They are upset with Rocha Sokoracha for lying and deceiving people. There are some people online writing nonsense. Leave Rocha, is our governor. Is our... Sometimes this, I don't know, these people, who made them? I don't know who made them. People who are incapable of reasoning. I don't know who made these people. But they're going to march anyway if the roads are not fixed. He is busy beautifying over. So when you come in and preparing it for his Alhaji friends from the north and setting up Igbo addresses to be servicing the Alhajis when they come as Kolanut. That's what he does. He's a pimp. Pimping out Mbakwe's office from where Mbakwe sat and develop that part of the world. This animal is there with Igbo actresses, pimping them out to Alhajis to sleep with, so they can make him the presidential candidate in the country. Now he cannot even build roads. They said he's doing fantastically well. Go and ask the women of Nekede, Ezeobodo, and the Hiagba communities. Don't ask Radio Biafra. Go to Owerri and ask these people, this magic-making governor, what is happening at these places. Our people do not understand. This is Radio Biafra. Wazirika has spoken as he's always been speaking from time. He is asking Igbo people in the north to relocate to other parts of the country. Uno journey and which other part of the country? He is talking about Nigeria. You know, our people don't read English and understand it very well. He is telling people to relocate from one part of the country to another. Somebody should ask Wazirika, how about Biafra you are talking about ever since? That you have sacrificed over 5,000 lives to get oil block and to get money. So now they can relocate to other safer parts of the country. So you're now telling us you are now a Nigerian. You are fully now a Nigerian. Let us see what he has to say. He did not condemn Boko Haram. He did not say anything that is noteworthy. What he said is that that he is restrained in his advice to the late Igbo leader, which to ensure that mass up doesn't resort to violence. But you are killing Igbo youths. What is the crime of Igbo youths that Boko Haram has not committed? Why is it easier to kill Igbo youths when Boko Haram can go free? Have you bombed any mosques? Have you killed any Alhajis? No. He's saying that with the way things are in the north, they might have to appease the spirit of the late Igbo Buruburu and face the insurgents squarely when, where, and how, when you cannot speak up properly for fear of being exposed. Kwonopu, as Radio Biafra does, you'll be laid bare before the whole world. They will show you the stick which you were made from because you have been compromised. Let us hear what he had to say in his own words, not our own analysis. I do not want to do anything that would disturb the spirit of our leader, Ikemba. I promised him that MASOP will be non-violent and I will lead indeed by the way he had instructed me. But the way these insurgents are killing our people in the north is not something we should continue to keep quiet over. For how long? They've been killing us since 2011. You made this same pathetic speech in 2011 after the Madala bombing. Instead of them to relent, they are intensifying their efforts. The other time, I brought out buses to bring back our people, but some of those who have strong affinity with the north are still there. So these are the category of Ndibo that I'm now appealing to relocate. How many buses will carry over 1 million people in Kano? If you're going to evacuate 1 million Igbos from Kano, how many luxurious buses do you need? Do the maths. It's common sense. You sent 2 buses and you say you're relocating Ndibo back to Aligbo. What a pity. Now, let us hear what he had to say. But more importantly, these northern leaders and elders residing in the east should call their people back home to order, as their failure to do so will mean they themselves are endangering their stay here because we will not give notice again to retaliate the killing of our people. How many times have we heard this? How many times? Noise. But how did you warn Igbo youths? Association of Igbo Youth, did you warn them before you went to kill them? Did you go to some newspaper to warn them before you went and attacked and killed fellow Igbo people? Before you kidnap Igbo people, do you warn them? No, because you're working with Nigerian government and your Hausa masters. You arrange your own arrest and say you've been arrested. Engineer an arrest so you gain sympathy and popularity. When your popularity is waning, you go and bribe Nigerian newspapers. They say you're going to be tried for treason again. Buffoons who can't reason will start jumping up and down. He is fighting for us. You are in a limousine freedom fighter. That is all you have to say when your people are being killed. And you think that we can walk behind you and go into battle with you? Somebody that speaks this way is a disgrace. That is our news today that we're bringing you and the accompanying analysis, please. Carol, I don't know what you have to say regarding what we're presenting today. Go ahead. Before I go to Chidera for our own views as well.
Yes. Well, we always criticise at our broadcasts about the way that we talk things. But it's true. The English that way that you experience is baffling. It baffles me. And I'm English. I've got an A-level in English literature. And sometimes I listen to them and think, oh, what kind of English is this? It's very old school. We like to keep it real. We like to hear the real talk. So although we're condemned for the way we journalist here, this is how we do it, because then the Igbo people can understand that. The deportee thing in Lagos baffles me even up to now. I'm listening to it and it's just shameful. How can a country send out its own people? They want the traders to be Yoruba. Jonathan Goodluck stands in church, you know, and says that he's a Christian. How can you stand in church when you are commanded by God to help the poor, to help those less than you? But he has taken the poor and the traders now out of Lagos and thrown them out. The shame, it just makes me angry at the hypocrisy of it. Do you know that the word hypocrisy in Greek actually means coward? It means jealous and coward. And that's what's going on. All these governors and everything, they're all cowards. Ralph, I can't even pronounce his surname properly, excuse me, so I'll call him Ralph. We have been saying since 2009, come out of the north. And now he's making this speech. He's not even mentioning Boko Haram. He's done exactly, in fact, what Boko Haram does. They tell you to come out of the north. They go to your house. They say, oh, we like this house. Then they send you a letter that says, prepare your will. You're moving out. And if you're not going, prepare your will. That's it. Start saying your prayers now. And then they come and they burn it down. And then if you're not going to come out of there, they'll get you out. And if you're not slaughtered and out, they'll come and burn it down because they want your property. And that's how they've taken over the north. And if Masob, they should stand for the Igbos. If they say that they are for the Igbo people. If they say they're for the Brethrens, then fight the North. Fight Boko Haram. Make them back down. That's what they're there for. Obi is the next one. He says, oh, you've dumped 72 people in my state. Obi says that he is commanded by Ojukwu. So how's these people? They are your people. He says that he is a Brethren. He says he is an Igbo advocate. Nonsense. Now you're complaining because you've got 72 people dumped in your state. If they've dumped out of that evil territory now that it's become Lagos, good. They come home to you. So help them. Help them. They need help, Obi. They don't need you complaining. They need you to stand up for the people. The same as everyone else here needs to stand up for the people. And the women. The Igbo women that are going to come out naked. You see? This is a tension. They need to show, they're showing that they are disgusted by what is going on. They're going to come out naked. You know, this to me is amazing that they would go this extreme to show that they cannot bear to stand this anymore. And this is what we do. We're trying to show the world that we can't stand this anymore. Whatever it takes, we'll do it. Does it mean that we have to come out naked? Whatever we have to do, we're going to do it. So come on, people now. Let's stand behind this.
Thank you very much. If our mothers are prepared to go naked in Owerri in order to drive home the point that they cannot live with the neglect of the very crucial infrastructure that supports economic activity and life in Owerri and its environs, how about us who are privileged? That is what I can't get my head around. You can't find Igbo men saying the same thing, you know. They're always planning how to get money, how to share money, how to share money. They can never take such a critical decision. Never. Everybody wants to be the head of something, wants to be recognized or be a leader somewhere. These are women they have met and said, enough is enough. We are going to protest naked on the street unless something happens to address the deplorable state of the roads around the naked area. That is how to do things. I don't know what Chidera makes of this. She's partly from Owerri, partly from Ihiala. I don't know where she comes from. She's partly from everywhere. What do you make? Which part of the news that you presented to us takes or is grabbing your attention or you wish to comment on, please?
First of all, I'm only from both Owerri and Olo, not Ihiala. I've never been there before and I don't know anyone there. But anyway, as for the Lagos state government denying deportation of Igbos to Anambra state, it only means that they don't understand English language. Because yeah, they said that that those people were deported and they took them back to their homes. Then what is it? That's deportation. That's the definition of when you take people back to where they're from. You deported them. You don't want them in a place that you consider to be yours, and you're taking them back to where you feel they came from. That's deportation. So they should stop the pretense. If they want to deport Igbos back to their homeland, they should go ahead and do that and tell us that we are not same people, so that we go and find our country. You don't go ahead doing something like this and say it's one Nigeria. No, that's hypocrisy. Also, about the Igbos over there fighting on the leadership. Well, if they are brave enough to do that, then I think they should also be brave enough to get Biafra. There's no need going to Lagos and fighting over Ladipo Market when you can come to your place and fight to get Biafra so that you can be in charge of it. That's what I make of that. Then the people, the Imo women that threaten to go naked, Richard has already, it means that he has already disappointed, because he made a lot of promises in 2011 before we voted for him, and he went in, and it just shows that he's a disappointment. He didn't do all the things that he promised to do. And this goes ahead to tell us that the country is falling apart. There is corrupt leadership, and this is the reason why we need to go and get Biafra, because none of these things is going to improve. If we keep quiet, if we continue to keep quiet, it's going to continue to get worse and worse. And as for Wazriki, I thought he was an activist and he's trying to get Biafra. So why would he tell Indibo in Kano to relocate to other parts of the country, to other parts? Where is he talking about? Is it Yorubaland, where they're already telling us that we can't be leaders there?
Other parts of the country. This is Okonye printing passport. Biafran passport and Biafran currency. He's telling them to go to other parts of the country. His country is Nigeria.
I think he's referring to Yorubaland, because he said that some of those Igbos, they do not want to come back home, because he claimed to have sent buses to them, and those that wanted to come back are already back. So if those in the north are to relocate to other parts that are different from Biafraland, is Yorubaland. That is what he's trying to say. So if he is the Biafran and he claims he wants to get Biafra, why is he telling them to relocate to other parts when there is Biafra, which is their homeland? We need everybody to come back so that we can fight and get Biafra. So what is he talking about? That means he doesn't even know what he's fighting for. That's what I make of all this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, Carol.
Yes, I must concur there with Chidira. Deport us, yes. Give us Biafra land. Sign it out and deport us. Because you can keep that house of hell on earth. And when they come to Biafra, you know, we're gonna put down that £3,000 visa deposit. You won't be coming in unless you got deposit, mate. Neither.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I agree with you completely. Anything they want, we are going to give to them. Anyhow they want it. Sometimes I wish our people can understand. Sometimes they wonder and they say, oh, take Radio Biafra home. We've broadcasted from home and we're going to do so in the coming months and weeks. Let them watch us and see. Let our transmitter come, then they will know what we're capable of doing. We are not standing still. We are ever moving forward. We are ever taking our enemies by surprise. They don't know what we have in store for them. But one thing is certain. As night follows day, Radio Biafra is not like any other Biafran institution. We are different. The reason why we are different is because when we say something, we do it. It may take a bit of time, but we invariably do what we say we are going to do. If they don't give us Biafra, we will burn the whole place down. From Sokoto to Bonny, everybody will go down from Maiduguri to Badagry. Everywhere will burn and sink. Then the Europeans, the white people, will come and take us over and drink this oil till they are satisfied. There will be nothing living, nothing alive, not even housefly will live. We will all perish together. If you say we will not be free, we will die with you. That is one. Is our promise to you. So that people understand that we are not joking when we say that we want Biafra. Or it's either we get it or we die trying to get it. People should not for one day underestimate our resolve. Same way that some Igbo people underestimated us when we told them in 2009 that they will kill you. They said it was a joke. In 2011 it started. We are warning the entire world that we are not pleading with anybody to be free. The land is ours. We did not colonize anybody. We have been there. Before Britain came into existence, we were there before the Greeks came. We were there before the Romans came. We were there before America was formed. How do I need excuse from you to have my own country back? I can't get my head around it. How can I plead with you to get my own country back that I was in and you came and took me to somebody else? Our people must be able to reason. We're not begging anybody for Biafra. Oh, go to America and beg them. Go to Britain and beg them. No. Let them come. We'll die with them there and tell them that we are not afraid of death itself. Anything they want us to give them, we shall give them, because we've done nothing wrong. We've done nothing wrong to them. What did we do to them that people are saying that we cannot be free? What did we do to you people? We did nothing to you. And all you are giving us is to try and kill us. All you're doing to us is to do whatever you can to make sure that our people don't exist, that the children of God is wiped away from the face of the earth. Okay, what did we do to you people? That we cannot go back. All we are asking for is put us back to how we were before Lord Lugard came. Sorry, Frederick Lugard is not a Lord, it's Frederick. Before he came. What is wrong with that? I don't want to be part of Nigeria. Is it a crime? Is it a crime? Our people must be able to reason. Let's take this call. The lines are now open, please. And you can call +447 831 308 378. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your truth to Radio Biafra on the phone. Your name and where you are.
My name is John. I'm calling from Bayelsa State.
You are calling from Bayelsa State. Give us your name again, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name again, please. It wasn't very clear before.
Okay. I'm an ex-militant.
Okay, go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. You're the first caller to Radio Biafra today. You're a very lucky human being. Please go ahead. We are listening.
First of all, I want to thank the radio for enlightening our people. I'm calling on behalf of Biafra Youth National Youth League.
Yes.
I want to remind the people about our forthcoming meeting on the 3rd of August at Port Harcourt.
So Biafra Youths are meeting in Port Harcourt on the 3rd of August. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we are announcing to the whole world that the Biafra youths, these are the young lions we have. We encourage them in what they are doing. They are very brave young men and women for that matter. They are meeting, they are having their national convention in Port Harcourt on the 3rd. We are advising every young person to go, even those who are old and young at heart. You are welcome to attend this very important meeting and give encouragement to our young ones. Because we need everybody along this journey towards Biafra. The Biafra National Youth League, that's what I call it, isn't it?
Yes.
They are part of the indigenous people of Biafra, and they have submitted themselves to the authority of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. So everything they are doing is legal and regulated. We don't want any further loss of life without engaging it meaningfully in battle against our enemies. Yes, please go ahead and continue your announcement.
Yes, thank you, sir. Our people have to unite both the Igbos and the Niger Delta. That is our aim. And we are coming up with peace and unity. We'll be meeting one of those first. And we need the whole people, the whole youth, to be aware and be attendant of peace.
Where is the venue of this very meeting? Where are the youths meeting in Port Harcourt? Where is the venue of the meeting?
Rumokuta.
You are meeting at Rumokuta. Where? Who did they call? Any telephone number to call for direction? How did they get to that very place? Okay, if they just come to Rumokuta, they will find other youths. Yeah, is that correct?
Yes, they are the caller.
Okay, what we want you people to do, please listen, is very important. What we want you people to do is to have your mobile phones ready and to be able to take short videos and take photographs to be sending to Radio Biafra every 5 minutes. So that should anybody try to disrupt what you're doing, we'll be able to do what is necessary to make sure that that very important gathering of our youths is safeguarded. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
We have our number on Facebook.
Your number is on Facebook because BNYL is also on Facebook. Yes, Carol.
Yes, let me confirm that. The organization, the meeting is on the 3rd of August. It's BNYL, Brethren National Youth League. You can find them on Facebook. They are filming it for us, okay? And we are in support of BNYL, okay?
Okay, so they are part of what we are doing. They are part of what we are doing. We had a caller on Skype. Please, Ume Johnson, we are asking you to come back on the line and speak to us. We asked you to please return to us and be able to speak to us, please. That this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please, the caller on Skype. Yes, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Ume Johnson Chibike. I'm calling from Zoological Republic of Nigeria.
You are calling from deep inside the zoo itself. Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening. We can hear you, and so is the whole world. Good evening. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me start by saying good evening to every ear that is listening to me this evening. And also, good morning to every ear that is listening to me. Good night and good day. My name is Ume Johnson Chibike. I'm calling from Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Well, I must confess to say I am very, very happy with what is going on. I'm incredibly privileged to speak to you and to the rest of the world today.
Thank you.
The previous day I called, I used my dialect. The reason why I use my dialect is because I am so much proud of my dialect. I am so much proud to be an indigenous of Biafra. Right now I am speaking, I am in Lagos. But this is not my place. I'm here for some business. I want to use this opportunity to advise some of us, or many of us that is listening to Radio Biafra. And the reason why I like coming here, most of the times I will try to log in, to follow up the live streaming, but I could not be able to do that due to poor network. But I don't know, I'm so happy today that I was able to get through.
Yes.
So I want to use this opportunity to advise every year, especially the ones that call themselves Biafra, though if you believe that you are a real Biafra and you like what is really happening here, you start by reading. The previous day that I called, I mentioned a book I read. Knowledge is power. Like I said before, nobody introduced me nor advised me on anything pertaining Biafra. But I read a book. The title of that book is There Was a Country, written by Professor Chinua Achebe. After I read that book, and I was moved to find out more what happened during the war. From that book, I read another one, The Nigerian Revolution and the War.
Yes.
After I read that one, okay. I read another one.
Sorry, my brother. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Please, repeat the second book you read because the line was cutting. Repeat the second book you said you read. Go ahead.
I said I read After There Was a Country, written by Professor Chinua Achebe. I read The Nigerian Revolution and the Biafra War.
Yes.
This is why I am mentioning this book is for every year that is listening to go and look for these books and read. I became interested in Biafra and everything pertaining Biafra because I read those books and I found out what really happened during the Civil War. Nobody advised me. The third book I read, at times like those two that I just mentioned, is from Igbo citizens, Biafra citizens. But some people that doubt so much can as well go and look for The Making of an African Legend, is written by Frederick Forsyth. At times, here in Nigeria, those books are quite scarce. They don't want citizens to read those books, especially Biafra citizens, because they know that that is where the hidden truths are hiding. So I believe that anyone, like some people will call, they will start telling us not to castigate Yoruba people. Are you listening to me?
The world is listening. I don't want to interrupt you. Everybody is listening. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead. We are listening to you.
The reason why I want to say this is because actually I was among the people that called you and tell you that you should not castigate Yoruba people. But after I consider it carefully and I found out that I made a mistake. So I want to correct myself now. After considering it carefully, I check around, and I also read some book, and I discovered that Yoruba people are not our brother. Do we place to place outsiders? are supposed to place them. Okay, take for example, during the war, Awolowo said that.
Hello? Have we lost him? We may have lost him. That is what happens in the zoo. We may have lost him. That this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are coming to you live and direct from London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and I have with me in the studio dear sister Karomonde, and we are also joined by Chidera Akabuo, who is our newsreader, and who has also offered us her opinion. We are grateful to everybody who has been calling Radio Biafra. Please, we will get to you one after the other. We are asking you to be patient that on this day, the 1st of August in the year of our Lord 2013, we are here to bring you news, views, commentary, and analysis regarding how we're going to get Biafra, and Biafra is coming. Let us have your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, I don't think they can hear us. Can they? Can you hear me? No, they cannot. They cannot hear us, or there is a problem. We don't know what the issues could be. Let us go and take this caller. Hello? Hello? I don't think, can they hear us? Let us try again. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on, no. I can't follow what is happening. We take a call and they put it down. Can you give us your name, please, if you're ready? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, yeah, this is Emmanuel Awoka, calling from China.
Emmanuel Awoka from China. Can you be one Ali, but can you be Sipota?
I'm from
Aishin,
from Abia State.
Ahafia, go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I want to give opinion about what is happening in our country right now. You understand? Because sometimes whenever I don't just know how to say it, because it boils my mind, you understand? Because the kind of things and the kind of news I read about our place is getting, it disturbs me a lot in my mind. Because I don't understand why these people. Hello?
We are listening, please go ahead. We don't want to interrupt. We are listening.
I don't,
accused of this.
I don't.
Go ahead.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, very well.
Hello? Yeah, I don't understand why our people are just, I don't just know how to call some of our people. You understand? Our people are cowards. Because if you look at what is happening in Yoruba land, you understand? I was born in Yoruba land and I schooled in Yoruba land. I can really testify so many things about what is happening in that place. Even when I was in school, I passed through a lot. Sometimes if I go to the school, you understand? The way that people condemn the Igbo people, you understand? They try everything. When I finished my secondary school down there, I know what I passed through for me to even write my WAEC. Every time, every day, they keep saying Igbo, Omo Igbo, Omo Igbo, Omo Igbo. You understand? They don't want anything about us. They don't want any good about us. And those things keep boiling me. You understand?
Yes.
I've been talking to a lot. When I started trading, you understand? I might be in my shop. You just see some pouts. They will come over there and start harassing people, trying to distract you from what you are doing. You understand? We are passing through a lot in that country. And I don't know why our people keep hesitating. They don't want to change. And just have it in mind that place is not their place. We need to go back to our land. We need to go back to our home. Biafra is our home. You understand? I don't just know how to say it, because it pains me a lot. You understand? Meanwhile, I was born and brought up in that place. You understand? So it pains me a lot. Even I called my uncle. There was a day I called my uncle. I was even telling him about this Biafra. You understand?
Yes.
So my uncle was now laughing at me. He said, are you sure that this thing is existing? I told him that don't worry. I promise you, from now to December, you are going to hear a good news from us. You understand? He said, okay, no problem. Well, that is waiting. You understand?
Yes.
So please, I want the whole people of Biafra to please try and contribute about this transmitter of a thing so that our people can be able to be getting information about what is happening, because it's really important for people to be getting this information, because down there not everybody that knows about this, because of one, we don't have light, we don't have so many things are wrong down there, you understand?
Yes.
So
yes.
Please, yeah, please, you understand?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
It's very, very important.
Yes, and we are working on it. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, our dear brother. Everybody's appealing for this transmitter to come. What else can we do?
Yes, we've had this comment today on Facebook a lot about the transmitter and how far we've got forward with it. With regards to funding, we've reached about halfway, I think, but we don't want to publish all of our credentials, because like we said, we're freedom fighters, and as Mr. Cannon says, not selling crayfish. So we'll publish our accounts at the end of October, but apart from that, we don't want to discuss the exact amounts and who's pledging what. We would rather just try and get the transmitter as quickly as possible. We have like 20 days left, I think, to get this transmitter, and we are anxious to get it, and we are only halfway, and if we don't get it in that 20 days, we're going to lose our deposit. So we really need to be funding this now, people. You've got to donate.
Yes, we may even run a program this night at 12 midnight London time. Let's try and see what is going on anyway. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra from London.
Well, my name is Amobi Okoye. I'm calling from China.
I'm Obi Okoye from China. This is Radio Biafra from London. We are on live transmission to the whole world. What would you like to say? The entire Biafran family are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Nanda, I want to thank you for the good job you are doing for the Biafran family.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Thank you very much. We are listening. We are listening very, very attentively. Go ahead, please.
This is the first time I'm calling Radio Biafra. I'm so happy about what I'm hearing about the Red Biafra.
Yes.
People have been telling me about the Red Biafra for a long time, but yesterday was the first time I've been listening to the Red Biafra, and I've been calling the number for a long time. Number is so busy. So I want to tell you that concerning your vehicle issue or something like that, you should know that there is nothing good about Biafra to come from your vehicle, and even the governor of Imo State, which is a commercial, you know. Those people are more than cowards, you know. So you don't have to accept them, anything good to come from them, because we know who they are. You know, they are just being their normal people with the, you know, the people and the government, the people, you know, the men on top, the federal government of Nigeria, you know. So you don't have to base on them. Understand?
Yes.
So that is the thing. So I'm so happy. I pray for God to give me the strength to continue the good work I started.
Thank you very much. Amen. I say amen to that. Thank you. Have you joined our people in China? Have you found out your brothers and sisters in China and joined them on?
Yes. I will get them by next tomorrow on Saturday.
Okay, that's very good. That is what we want to hear. Thank you very much for calling. Join your people in China, please. That this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. You are live to Radio Biafra, by which we mean you are speaking to the whole world. Go ahead, give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Emmanuel Uchukwu. We're calling from Rwanda.
You're calling from Rwanda?
Yes.
Wonderful. This is Radio Biafra. The first call we are taking from Rwanda. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
I just want to know the latest development that is going on right now, because of the last information I got. The last information I read about Biafra.
What was the last information you read? Can you tell me? We've lost his line. His line is gone. Please, we are asking you to try and call back. He's calling from Rwanda. He wanted to know the last information, or he wanted to confirm that Radio Biafra is real, whichever one it is. But we are all the same grateful to him that he called Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller again on Skype, your name and where you are. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Can you hear me? No, I don't know. What is, are these people trying, testing out? Are they testing us out to see if Radio Biafra is real or not? I can't understand. It's quite amazing. Maybe we go back to our trusted callers. I don't know what is happening. Are they afraid? Are you afraid to speak? Can you hear me? Hello? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. They cannot hear me. They can't hear me. It's very strange. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Maziana Chibike. I'm calling from Biafra Land.
Go ahead. Which part of Biafra Land are you in?
I'm from Nsukka to the PS.
From Nsukka, Nsukka. Wonderful people from Nsukka. Please go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. First of all, I want to congratulate you and I want to say a big thank you for the job you're doing for the people of Biafra. And I'm so grateful. I say more power to your elders. And I want to speak about one thing. Our people are still afraid. You see, when I discuss with them on Facebook and when I discuss with them as my friends, I find out that they are still afraid. You see, when you mention Biafra, everybody thinks about war. But even if it results to war and we go ahead and tackle it head to head, so one thing is that if the two things fear does in a man's life, it either consumes you or it makes you to tackle the fear head on. And if you are being consumed by fear, man, there's nothing you can do about it. But as a man, you have to head on and tackle the fear. So that's what I want to say, even to my fellow students, and I want to say that they shouldn't be afraid, they should come up. Let us take this thing. I'm so angry that you can graduate for 10 days, 5 years with nothing any work to do. We call it a country.
Yes, can I ask you? Sorry, I want to ask you. You talked about students. What are the people around Nsukka, especially the students around Nsukka, what do they make of Biafra? Are they interested in Biafra or are they looking forward to serving in the NYSC?
Yeah, I'm not even talking with NYSC. The people I talked to, many of them, I forgot I was discussing with you on Facebook today.
Yes. Okay. You're the person. It's a good thing you called, actually. It's a good thing you called because we need the involvement of two key people in this struggle, students and women. Once they come out en masse to join the struggle, it is over. We must not forget the work that Steve Biko did in South Africa in order to ensure that apartheid ended. So we do need our students, and the sooner we can mobilize them, the better. We don't want to keep talking about Biafra every blessed day. Thank you very much. We have a meeting, you and I, and that will go on as I planned. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Okay, one more thing, please.
Go ahead.
Hello? Okay, we have had the issue of the translator.
Yes.
I don't know if our people are still working towards it. Are they waiting for us here to buy it?
No, we are going to buy it from here. The people in the diaspora will buy the transmitter. You know how our people are like. You know, everybody is a bundle of sense. A lot of us are very clever. We are not very intelligent. Our people, because a majority of them doubt themselves, they don't trust themselves, so they think that any initiative that is designed to help our people, that you stand to gain from it personally, because that is how they are themselves. They cannot see the good in what people are doing because they themselves, they are skeptics, they doubt their own sincerity. That is what happens to a race that is involved in buying and selling. Mercantile mentality, that is what it does to people. Buying and selling is a bad thing. That is why we don't accept it. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Is the caller on Skype, are you still there? What is happening today? People don't want to speak on Skype. They're there. We call them and then they disappear. Are you there? Amazing. We can hear them grumbling on the back, mumbling, but they don't want to say anything. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Hello?
Yes, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you.
Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello. Yes, my name is...
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. We have a lot of new callers today who don't know our protocol. If we pick your call, you speak. You open your mouth and you speak. Why are you afraid? How are we going to get Biafra with a bunch of cowards? It's beyond me. It's beyond me. Absolutely beyond me. Yes, what do you have to say, Carol, regarding our transmitter?
Yes, I was saying about the transmitter. I mean, you say about there's not committed people, but we have one committed person that's actually wishing to sell his house. And like I said today on Facebook, you know, this is something that we will not allow him to do because it's not right. Because there's so many of us out here that if we join hands together, you know, it's going to make light work of this. This is a joke for us. All of these people in diaspora, 7 million people, I mean, come on, if we all join hands and put a penny in it, that's 7 million, or a dollar, it's $7 million. Wow, we're all there. So come on, people.
Yes. They call on the phone, your name and where you are, please. Don't be afraid. Speak up. This is Radio Biafra. This is your station. Speak up. Don't be afraid. Don't drop the line. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Vincent Okado. I'm calling from Calgary in Canada.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are listening. A lot of people are scared.
Yeah.
They call us and they drop the phone.
A couple of weeks ago, a caller called in from one of the European countries or UK, I don't know, suggesting the role of students in the struggle. And I remember that day you did say you were mandating him to institute to coordinate the activity or the establishment of Biafran group in all universities where he is and also branching it out to other parts of the world. So I'm asking now, what became of that decision that did? Was there a follow-up? Has the man taken action? Where are we?
He has not taken up any action. The young man that's called a while ago has decided to take it upon himself. He is a student. He's at the University of Nigeria in Soka. He is the one going to coordinate it from back home on the soil. And remember the person you're talking about, we gave him an assignment to go to universities all around Europe to be able to mobilize our people. But maybe because we didn't have money to give him to travel from one place to the other, you can't blame him. Because if you're asking him to move from where he was, I think he was in Finland or something like that, to go to Denmark to mobilize people, he's not going to trek from Finland to Denmark, is he? He's going to fly aeroplane and it's going to cost money. So that is what we're telling our people, that they don't understand that this is a very expensive business that we're involved in. Some of the diplomacy we're supposed to be doing, we're not doing it for the simple reason that we cannot afford to send people to go and lobby governments on our behalf. These are the types of work we need to do before we get Biafra. Coming up with a suggestion is one thing. Executing it requires something. People are saying, oh, we want to go and fight Boko Haram. Give us a Bunigo. Let's go. You need to assemble scientists. For you to fly your scientists in and put them in a lab to do your work for you is going to cost a whole lot of money. It's an expensive business. It's not cheap. Our people must appreciate that. It is not cheap at all. So that is why we are saying, if you don't support Radio Biafra, most of the things we're supposed to do, we can't do it. That's what we are saying. It's impossible to do. We don't.
Before I go off the line, I want you to throw up the challenge to the Biafran students in the diaspora who listen to this program, that they should start something in their individual universities and higher institutions. They should start something and calling, you know, tell us what they have done, what they are doing, so that this whole thing can be coordinated, especially in conjunction with a forum on Skype. I'm aware that Ikechukwu Eniago has established. We can all work together, because while they are doing theirs on the student level, we are also doing the rest on the, you know, as coordinators in other various countries of the world. That way, a great measure of progress will be made. That's my own contribution today. And God bless you for the good job you and your team are doing there. Thank you very much.
Yes, Carol.
Yes, I would love a team from Rwanda. So if Emmanuel can send us a Skype message, because I know he's been cut off, it would be very good to get a good group in Rwanda.
Oh, are you in touch with him? Do you know who he is? Are you in touch with him?
No, that's what I'm saying. If you can send a Skype message to us, please.
Okay, if you can send us
a Skype message, so you can give me his details or a phone text to the studio, so we can contact him back.
Okay, let's go and take this call. Please don't be afraid. Don't run away. The caller on Skype. Don't run away. Please give us your name and where you are.
Yo, hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Hello. The line is unstable. The line is unstable. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Please don't be afraid. Don't run away.
Oh my goodness me, they're not listening. These are our first time callers. They don't quite understand how this system works. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? No, they're not following what is happening. Please give us your name and where you are. This is about the ninth person, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. You are through to us via Skype. Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Please, the caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Nand. It's Otochukwu from Watford, Otochukwu Nta.
Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, the line today is not like people are dodging. The network is, I don't know what is happening, it's shaking. People could not get you because some people are, you know, hearing what you're saying, like they are running. No, nobody wants to run because the line is not stable, you know. So it's just to encourage them to call back again or for them to wait a minute for the line to be clear, because this thing is a network something, a network problem that is causing that, you know. The same time, I want to thank you for the whole thing you've been doing. I haven't called you for past a week now, and I'm listening. So, but the line today is not stable. That is what I wanted to chip in.
Thank you. When you say the line is not stable, what do you mean? Are you not receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear?
No, we are receiving it. We are receiving it. But when you called, the line is, you know, shaking.
Okay.
From Skype and you know, yeah.
Okay. Let us try and see. But stay where you are. Let's take this Skype call. Stay where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Lola.
That is better. Then please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype.
Yeah.
Hello. Our Skype. What is going on? They've gone. It's network issue, but network here is unheard of. To have network issues here is unheard of.
So I can hear you loud and clear from Skype.
Then go ahead, please. We are listening. Give us your name where you are.
All right. Yeah, my name is Obi, and I'm calling from Sweden.
Yes, Obi from Sweden. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Please, just a kind of suggestion.
The line is bad. It's very bad because
can you hear?
Yeah, it keeps breaking. Hello? It's breaking. But the call we took from the zoo was a lot better. Let's try again. This is Radio.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Kikachi Okudi.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, where are you calling
my
from?
My name is Kikachi Okudi. I am calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, Nandi. I first of all, let me say a very good welcome to the month of August.
Thank you.
More grace to your able and your crew.
Thank you.
Secondly, I want to acknowledge the upcoming convention of the Biafran Youth in Port Harcourt. Yes. I also say more grace to their airball.
Yes.
Mr. Nandi, the first time I called you, you said we should mobilize ourselves.
Yes.
You say we should mobilize ourselves and make sure we group ourselves to 10 members.
Yes.
So that we can be able to link up with this program.
Yes. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening.
So now we have done that. we have so many followers here in Pakistan.
That's very good.
And we are ready to take the mantle in our hand, because this cause of Biafra is giving us a sleepless night.
Yes, that's very good.
The cause of Biafra is giving us sleepless nights.
Yes.
Mr. Nandi, I want to make a confession. I am a trader here in Pakistan. I don't have a laptop, but for the sake of this cause, I have to go and provide myself a new laptop.
That's very good.
I bought a new laptop to make sure that this program, I have to follow up this program.
That is wonderful.
Mr. Nandi, now we want you to tell us, how can we contribute our own quota? Because we want us from Pakistan, we want the world to hear our voice from Pakistan. Because the fight we are fighting, the fight of Biafra, is not for us, but for our children. We are thinking for our children. It's not for us, but for our children.
Yes. Go ahead.
It's intimidating. They are intimidating us so much. Now they are deporting us from Lagos. How many Hausas have been deported from the east? All these Hausa men going about with their cows. Their cows are destroying our crops. Their cows are going into our farms, devouring our farms. Their cows are messing up the whole street. Who have deported them? How many of them have been deported? Nobody have deported them. Now, what I find out is this. They don't want us. Let them give us chance. We want to stay on our own. We can do without them. Britain should hear us. Biafra will do more good to the British than these Nigerians.
What
they call themselves. Is it zoo country or what?
It's a zoo. It's a zoological republic.
Biafra will do more good to Britain. Biafra will do more good to the world. Biafra will do more good to the world than Nigerians. There is nothing they will gain from Nigerians. But if they will come up and repair what they have damaged, because this damage is being caused by the Biafrans. This damage is being caused by the British. Let them come up and repair what they have damaged, Mr. Nande. Even the why? Since the first day I spoke to you, I have not gotten a rest of mind. I am getting a sleepless night because of this cause. I am getting a sleepless night because of this issue. What I am thinking every day is Biafra, 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 Biafra. I cannot rest again. What I'm thinking, all my business, I cannot concentrate. In some manner, it's either we get what we want or we die trying.
Exactly. That is the spirit. And Frank, stay where you are. I like you very much. Stay where you are, and I will tell you why in a minute. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Kenneth Chukwuabufo. I'm calling from US.
From which state in America are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
From Minnesota in the USA. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just listening to the topic of the day, but I have something that is of very much of concern to me. Seriously, people of our likes, we have this disturbing issue of having our Biafra. It's a disturbing issue. But
yes.
The problem is our representatives. Our representatives are not representing us well. They are selfish people. Like, seriously, if we can get two or three selfless representatives that will pursue the interests of Biafrans, each and every of our people, let me put that, will have this burning desire to support them. Like, they are discouraging us. Take a look at what is happening in our various states. The governors are not representing us. Even within us ourselves, we don't even love ourselves. Our problem is those people that we look up to fight for our interests, they are not doing that. That is the problem. Seriously, I must commend you. You are doing a great job. If we can have people like you, from each and every state, from Igbo land, this cause must be accomplished.
Yes.
But the problem is, those people we entrust, those people we look up to, own pocket.
Yes.
This is the problem.
Yes.
So what I want to encourage us to do is, if we can truly during, you know, this forthcoming election, to stand out and elect credible candidates. Those candidates we know that they are truly individuals. Seriously, this cause, I bet you in 5 years coming from today, we will get there.
Yes. Yes, what needs to happen is that you are in Minnesota. We were in the United States. We didn't come to Minnesota. What we would like you to do is to continue to spread the word about what we are doing. We need a transmitter. What is going to solve this problem we keep telling our people is this. You people should give us a transmitter. Give yourself a transmitter and watch what will happen. There will be a revolution in that place. There will be a revolution in our land if we have our transmitter transmitting from that place. Nobody will listen to NTA anymore. Nobody will listen to Radio Nigeria anymore. Everybody will be glued to Radio Biafra. Even our enemies will listen to Radio Biafra. It's only a transmitter that is stopping us. How can we expect a politician, a governor, a senator, a House of Reps member? They were put there by Hausa people. Before they were put there by Hausa people, they were handed over from one Alhaji to the other. These are men. Other men from the north are sleeping with them to indoctrinate them before they give them a position. So if they cannot speak, even if you're deporting and you're killing us, can you ask yourself, apart from the pressure we put on the people of Anambra State to put on Peter Obi, he wouldn't have written to Goodluck Jonathan. They will just talk and that will be the end of it. Ask yourself, why is it that, you know, our people, our people, they drive me mad sometimes. Ask yourself, if Governor Rochester Okorocha is in love with Ndibo, hasn't he heard that Igbos are being deported from Yoruba land? If the imbecilic Theodorji, God forbid, is from Ibeko as me, in Abia State, has he not heard that Igbo people are being deported from Yoruba land? Ask yourself again, all our senators. Do they not know? No woman hakesi ala Yoruba na ebulata. Do they know what it means to be a politician at the front line? It means you are there to represent the interest of your people. You can steal all the money in the world, but at least say something. But they cannot say anything, my dear brother. They can't say anything because we did not put them there. The Hausas did. That is why we need to go back and sweep them away. I want there to be this confrontation between the forces of darkness and the forces of light so that I can ask God in heaven if darkness has ever defeated light before. Because we have not done anything wrong to anybody. We have not stolen from anybody. We have not killed anybody. All we are asking for is that we want to be free. That's all we're asking for. Nothing more, nothing less.
Seriously, sometimes I think we did something wrong to somebody somewhere. I grew up in Nasaland. Precisely, I grew up in Plateau State. I've lived with these people. I've known them very, very well. These people, they don't love us for a penny, like for a dime. They don't love us for anything. We are being regarded as, like, I don't even know. Second class citizen is even better. But the problem now that we are having is, how do we get the right people? That is the problem. Because, election is coming for now. Very soon, there will be 2014 election again for the governorship position in Anambra State. Before you know it, they will start distributing money, going to the villages with a bag of soap or kinds of oil to distribute to the villagers. To buy them up. That is the problem.
They will succeed. The only way, my brother, the only way they will succeed is because there is no transmitter. I am telling you, if there is a transmitter, you will see what will happen in Anambra elections. You will see what people will use their eyes and see what will happen. If you're a politician and you're going about looking for who to buy, you will not see anybody to buy. Our people are not that stupid. The people who are stupid amongst us, we are those that their mothers crossed over to the enemy line and were impregnated. They came back and gave birth to Hausa people. That's why when they're talking about Biafra, it doesn't register. Because the person has an Igbo name but was fathered by a Hausa person. So they don't understand what you're talking about. But any genuine Igbo person, any genuine Biafran anywhere, any day in the world recognizes freedom if they see it. And it is that freedom that our transmitter will bring. Please, thank you very much for calling. Speak to your friends in the United States. Tell them that we need our transmitter. Yes, Carol.
Yeah, there cannot be no election. We can't talk about elections. Boycott those elections. They've gone to your leaders with jeeps. They've tried to buy you out left, right and centre. The House of Commons in the UK is asking that they bring an Igbo leader for the next president. This is nonsense. They will make a puppet out of an Igbo person and you will be Hausa run. If it goes to that far, goes to election, we are finished. You are all Hausa. 2014 is the amalgamation. We are out by next year. Get this transmit and get us out of hell now.
I wish they can understand that. I wish they can understand the time. I've just gone to 8:30 p.m. here in London, that this is Radio Biafra. We have some people all over the place. Let us go and take this call on the phone, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello. This is Obi calling from Sweden.
Obi calling from Sweden. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah. Please, I just want to ask a simple question. I was reading the paper online yesterday, and I was made to realize there is an Igbo leader in the north who is like clamoring for the Igbos to produce the next president in 2015. Now my question is this: Igbos really together? Do we really need a president in 2015, or do we really need our own country or our own nation in Nigeria? That's my question.
Thank you very much. I want to answer that question with a question. It's not a very good thing to do but I'm going to answer it in a very simple way with a question. Can you tell me an Igbo person that has gone before? I believe you are Obi, you are an Igbo person.
Yeah, from Abia State.
From Abia State, yes. I am from Abia as well. Do you know that there is something that we used to say when we were young? I don't know how old or how young you were, and I don't know where you grew up.
Yeah.
There is a saying where we come from.
I grew up in the West anyway.
Okay. I grew up in the village. There's a saying where we come from that. Ozo mama gayu burabuo. Nnamdi Azikiwe was the ceremonial head of state of Nigeria, the tea drinking head of state. The power lay with Tafa Balewa, they were killing us in the north. Agu Yuronsi, our own person from Abia State, ascended the throne of the head of state of the country. They killed him and they killed a lot of people. They did not deem it fit to give the presidency of the country to Ekweme. Chubo Kadi was chasing Hausa people all over the place. They gassed him to death. Obasanjo prepared a special gas for him from Germany. Because he was asthmatic, they gave him gas and he died. They gassed him. They polluted his lungs. He couldn't breathe. He suffocated. He drowned in the fluids in his lungs. And we buried him. I'm not even sure that people know who Chubo Kadi is anymore. Oh, God in heaven. Now, we have somebody. His name is Abel Azikiwe. And they're killing us. They're Islamizing us. Tell me what an Igbo presidency will accomplish. We have never successfully presided over Nigeria, and I will tell you why. If you check in the Bible, we are the children of God. The Israelites descended from us. We didn't descend from them. They came from us. Because the world, the whole entire humanity started from Africa. And started from Biafra land, to be very precise. We have the proof of that. We'll get to that later on. There is no way that God intended any Igbo person to rule any territory outside his home. Go and check anywhere in the world. Any day you step outside your enclave, any day you step outside Igbo land, any day you step outside your father's land to go and rule somebody else, Satan will come in through the back door. Before the white people came, we never took anybody's territory. Do you know why? Because we don't attempt. An Igbo person cannot rule Yoruba people. An Igbo person cannot rule Hausa people. Because they will not understand us. They are not part of us. Any day you try it, God will destroy you on the way. Go and ask Nnamdi Azikiwe. Ask Agu Yuronsi. Ask Nzogbo. Go and ask Ekweme. Ask Chubu Kadibo. Ask even the ridiculous Okorocha or whoever. They will not allow you to emerge because God did not allow you to. There is nowhere in the history of mankind and even in the Bible that Israel has left Israel to go and try to conquer territories and hold it. Go and read the Bible. Bible says God will give you a command. Either you destroy everything there and come back, or you bring them back to the land of Israel. You never stayed in any captured territory. Never.
Go and read the Bible. I really appreciate this lecture. But my own point is just this. We shouldn't just mince words in this, that we are the Hebrews, lost tribe of Israel, and probably that is just another topic for another day. Definitely, 2015 is just around the corner, and we can see some of these Igbo politicians jumping around and trying to just buy votes and buy people around. But the thing is this, you having a good cause, you started a good thing, which everybody is in support of. But I'm just skeptical, kind of. Really, if this is to be achieved, in a race of 1,000 miles, they said it starts with a step. Then, I don't know you personally, probably as a politician, but I just heard about you from a friend of mine here yesterday that prompted me calling. So I just want to know, like you just said, you know, you didn't really answer my question. I'm just concerned. Igbos, you just said we've never been allowed to rule successfully. So be it as it may, do we really know what we are doing? Are we clamoring for a leader like the leader in the northern part of Nigeria that in 2015 an Igbo should be president, and you are like championing the cause for Biafra Nation? So I'm just kind of in the middle here. I think you get my point.
Yes, and I will explain again. Maybe I said before, I'll answer your question with a question, and I will answer you direct now. There will be no Igbo presidency in 2015. There will not be any Nigeria in 2015. The Hausas and the Yorubas can join and form one country, but we are leaving that contraption, that zoological republic. Any idiot, any imbecile talking about presidency is speaking or talking on behalf of himself and his family, not speaking on behalf of we Biafrans. We don't want anything to do with Nigerian elections. We are not like Owasrike. In the morning, you don't want anything to do. You're printing passport. In the evening, you're dining with Jonathan and trying to campaign for him. This is Radio Biafra. We are against anybody talking about presidency. In fact, we're even against anybody talking about elections. We don't want anything to do with that nonsense.
Please, sir, my last question is this. Then, should I ask, are the Igbos united?
We are more than united than any other person. When our collective interest is threatened, then you know how united we are. When we mount our transmitter, then you know we are united. When we come against all the workers of iniquity, you know how united we are. We are not people that embrace each other in falsehood. We come together, we coalesce under the truth. Once the truth is identified, as we are now trying to plant in the minds of our people, then you see what unity is. We fought against the whole world for 3 years. You have to be united and love each other to do that. For 3 years, we fought against
Thank you very much for the spirit. Please keep the good work on, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Yes, you can't have an Igbo governor in the north anyway, because all of the northern states now are Islamic. They're not Christian or your traditional Igbo religions up there. They are Islamic. They have the right to step out of Nigeria and stand on their own. But what they're doing is they're going to take everything. They're going to take all of us. This is why we fight so hard. There must not be any election. We're in court now, and we have a government, and we're standing for the rights of Biafra to come out as a state. We're not politicians. We're here as freedom fighters. The Council of Elders are technically our politicians, because they're our standing government. So they're the officials for us. They've gone back to the old ways of Igbo leaders leading you, as opposed to politicians. Because the type of democracy that they have in Nigeria is ridiculous. That is not democracy. The Igbo leaders know what democracy really is, isn't it, Mr. Kano?
We gave the word democracy. We started practicing democracy before the Greek city-states were formed. We started practicing democracy and freedom of speech and private ownership of property before the Romans came into existence. The only thing that we were lacking is that we had warriors within us, but we didn't go out trying to colonize or take over other people's territory. everything is complete in the Lord's house, and that Lord's house is Biafra, our new Jerusalem. Give us your name and where you are, please, that this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Job Shibigo. I'm calling from England, UK.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, is all this, I've listened to Radio Biafra, and my own contribution today is, firstly, I can't understand why an English woman like Kalu Monday is saying, will be saying us, and our own Igbo people will be thinking that we are not. You know, they don't want to associate with Biafra, and they'll be saying, a woman that doesn't, they don't care. If even in England, even me as a person now, living in England, if I don't want to care about Igbo nation, I don't care. A woman, English woman is talking about us, is not associating with me. And we as Biafras, even in Nigeria, in Lagos, they think they're living in Lagos. They want to associate with us. It's my thing. How can I say that there's not a bad lawyer? All the son and all the son of your bad, the lawyer, the whatever, cannot condemn this deportation of Igbo to Malaysia. And they continue. Nobody has said anything. It's only all, because you know, to say that Nigeria is a tribal, whatever, what you know, it's a fraud. I can't understand that. I begin, you know, sometimes I cry in my mind. I think, what are we doing? Why must we continue to live in denial, denying what we stood? Nobody wants to come up and say, listen, this is the truth. Why are we that we are looking to buy? We are looking, we are clamoring to buy a transformer, a common transformer of, I don't know, 40,000-60,000 pounds. And the whole, more than 1 million on cars, more than 1 or 500,000 Igbos have been listening to this Radio Biafra. Even if you are contributing £1, we have bought this in a long time ago. And it's still, we are still asking for money to buy this. I'm confused. If clearly we are what we think we are, that's where I'm confused.
Yes, you don't have to be confused, my dear brother. You know that if you can turn your system down a bit, let us discuss this a bit further. The difficulty that we are having as a people is that I call it the Kwashiorkor syndrome. You know that people, we are so hungry. Awolowo did marvelously well. This is one thing that Awolowo did perfectly well. Awolowo starved our common sense away. The people that survived, most of us that you're seeing now, most of us survived the Kwashiorkor after having had our stomachs swollen, and we knew what hunger was. Now, if you're telling, when we've now turned into squirrels, we are now collecting money, penny, penny, half, half, and half, total. If you say to the person, but you can invest some of it into something greater, they will tell you no, because subconsciously they think that hunger is going to come back, so they have to save up for it. That is what is happening to it. Is that Kwashiorkor syndrome? Our people, that we have it in our head that nobody knows when hunger is going to come again, and because of that, you cannot even if you ask, we are the only people now that if you ask us, my friend, how are you? What are you doing? What they will tell is that I am looking for what me and my family will eat, and I'm telling them, ask anybody. That thing came from the Kwashiorkor era, when people were struggling to survive. All they needed was, what do we eat today to survive? We carried that same mentality into today. So even when we have money in abundance, if you're asking us to part with 1 naira to help somebody, we'll tell you, no. I
understand what
you
mean, because look at the England, for example. Nobody's any child born in the UK, even if it's whatever, whether white or black or whatever, he's not thinking of tomorrow. They know that tomorrow is you should not feed. You should not go to school. If he's sick, you should not go to hospital. So they're not thinking. So they are human fundamental rights. You cannot. There are certain things you can force them to do. They say no, I'm not doing it. If I want to ask questions, I'll ask you why is this? You don't care to know. Even if he's decided, I ask you that why this happened, why this, why that. I can understand, but obviously I'm ashamed, because for me now, for example. To be honest, I'm not afraid. I can £100, £200, even to donate £50 a month for Radio Biafra is not a problem for me. So I'm struggling to, I can do that. But what I'm trying to say is, all of us have been calling from China, all over the world, Igbos everywhere. Even only the Igbos living in America can buy what is from Mama. Some people live in a house of £500,000, £1 million, $1 million, $2 million. I have a friend that. He just bought a house in Canada, over $1 million. Well, we're are talking about tomorrow you see when I call the radio Biafra from the same trap. Why can't we? What is 50,000? We're talking about you're not giving anybody this money, you're giving this thing to propagate the gospel. Biafra is a gospel. Let people refuse to know this. Biafra is a gospel. You know, people in Nigeria, you ever pass out by a plane of £30 million, they say they want to spread the gospel to Europe. Do you know that is the gospel? What of are we want to export this gospel, this is a good gospel, to Biafra and £50,000, £60,000, somebody cannot donate this money to propagate this gospel.
It's terrible. And Jerome, let me tell you one more thing. Do you know the amount of money we ship from Igbo land to Lagos to give Yoruba pastors every week?
Are you telling me what I know?
Okay. That is to tell you that they have the type of money that can buy us 6 transmitters.
The investment in Lagos alone is over 600 billion naira. Trillion naira. Trillion. The Igbo investment. Listen, I'm not telling you I'm from Anambra State to Jojo. Apart from only my own village, I have a friend, a brother in Lagos. Only he bought a land of more than 400 million naira, which is over 400,000 by land. You need to tell me, a land to build a house. Now, you need to ask me how much you used to build this house in Lagos. And when it comes to UK, it tells me that more than Ojoto citizens or indigenous have the same type of, more than 10 Ojoto people live in the same city with him. That means they have spent more than, let's say, £2 million building a house. In Lagos.
Yes.
You're talking about the whole innovation. And I'm not talking about 50,000.
We will not do it, and I will tell you why. Is that
I'm weak about this.
Don't be weak. Is a combination a combination of the Kwashiorkor mentality syndrome. It's not a mentality; it's a syndrome because it's.
If there's a problem in Lagos, this man, even the time of Abiola saga, this man come to the village. He's going to go to live. I stay for some time. I leave the 1 million, 20 million pounds
building. It's very sad. These are the people that the devil are using to try to destroy our unity, our cohesion as a people. But I'm very grateful that you've made this call. Thank you very much, and we look forward to your support very soon, I hope. Thank you very much. As you have done in the past, I must say, that you helped us even in 2009, you gave us a lot of money. I know that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, let's go back to the line. Frank, are you there from Pakistan? Are you there?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes,
Frank is on the line.
Yes, you are going to be included in the coordinators forum. We are sure that our brother Ikechukwu Enyago, who is the one coordinating the coordinators on Skype, will add you to that very group so you can join them. Go ahead.
Mr. Nande.
Yes.
Mr. Nande, sorry to say this. 2015. Yeah, Frank is on the line. Yes, I'm on the line.
No, talk to us via Skype. Forget about your this thing. Forget about your what's it called? Forget about your system. Talk to us through Skype.
I want to say one thing right now. 2015, there won't be anything like election. There won't be anything like presidential election in Nigeria 2015, because we Biafran youths. We Biafran youth, we are going to stand on our feet and oppose 2015 election. We are mobilizing ourselves. We are mobilizing ourselves from Pakistan. We are just waiting for you people to give us the go ahead order, and for you people to tell us on how we are going to follow this course. Please, Mr. Nande, give us more information on how to follow this course, because we want our voice to be heard in the world.
Yes.
We want our voice to be heard.
Yes.
We have a very vibrant Ohanaeze Ndibo here in Pakistan. Okay? So
yes.
We want you people to put more light in this issue. Okay? Let's know how we are going to follow up this issue. Let's know the part we are going to play.
Yes.
We have added Biafra in our Facebook, and we are dispatching Biafra to all our friends all over the world on Facebook. Our next step, we are thinking on how to print a flyers
Nobody is sending us on this. We are going to print a flyers of Biafra. We are going to circulate these flyers on most part of the world. We are going to circulate these flyers in India. We are going to circulate these flyers in Philippines. We are going to circulate these flyers in Dubai. We are going to let people to hear our voice from Pakistan. Mr. Nnamdi, we want you people to assist us so much.
Because don't worry, don't say much. The assistance is going to come. It will start from tonight. Once we finish this program, the assistance will come. We will tell Pakistanis, you people in Pakistan, what we want you to do for us, and you will do it. Right now, we want people to emulate what those in Malaysia are doing. We want you to emulate what those of them in Sweden are doing. We are trying as much as possible to make sure that Senegal is together. We are receiving reports that Morocco is ready to go. We have people all over the place. We want you to coalesce. Italy is also very, very critical and very important. We don't want people to come on Radio Biafra and say things that they cannot be able to deliver. If you come to Radio Biafra and say something, please, we will hold you to it. We will ensure that you deliver on what you said you are going to do, because we have a transmitter to buy. We can start with transmitter. Everybody should do whatever they can to make sure that this transmitter comes. That is our gateway. This transmitter is our arrowhead to puncture the defenses of the enemy. This transmitter and its importance cannot be overemphasized. Not tomorrow, not next tomorrow. Go to the website and do something. There are many ways to contribute to this transmitter. Go and do it on the website. It's written donate button. Go and do something. Go and do something so we can go and tell our enemies that we are coming. If we cannot buy a transmitter, how are we going to arm an army to go and fight? Let us be very serious about what we're talking about. That this is Biafra. It is either you're in or you're out. Expressing Biafran sentimentality without the action to back it up is fruitless talking. At Radio Biafra, we don't talk, we do take action when called upon to do so. At this point, rather aptly enough, we'll go to Barrister Mamezu to please welcome him to this program. Barrister, the floor is yours and the whole world is listening.
Good evening, Director, and all our listeners, fellow friends and friends of Biafra, including Palomonde and Chidera Akabo, who is United States. We thank everybody and those who've made contributions so far. Everything is being heard. Wherever you are speaking from, it came to a central place. We all hear what contributions everybody's made. Barrister Mamezu, Director, what I want to say, because last night I was pondering over the legal pursuit we have with Nigeria back home in the Biafra land. And I said to myself, because I posed this question twice, and in fact, 3 days ago, I put it for the third time, and I've never gotten an answer. And that question I posed earlier, which I'm going to put to you once again, is, can anybody tell me why the Yorubas could not be on their own, why the Hausas could not be on their own, and why they should not leave the Biafrans alone? Nobody has
I'll give you the answer to that. You have
Director, hang on. I know I didn't call you because I know you'll give me the answer. I didn't call you. I didn't mention your name because I know you'll give me the answer. Mm. I was asking these questions from the audience. However, let me move further. I was pondering over this last night. We are in court in Biafra land being overseen, or if you like, being seated by Judge Justice Shuaibu, who is a Hausa man. I find it very difficult for him to proclaim that Biafra should go ahead. By all indications, it is absolutely difficult for a Hausa man to say the Igbo should be on their own. It could only be done via Boko Haram killing us. The reason why they are killing us is not because they want us to leave them. Two things. They want our population to be reduced so that in any election they will have the upper hand. But remember the promise God gave the Israelites. Your number will be as great as that of sand. No matter how much between us since 1940, our population is still higher than those of the Hausas. Anybody can check the statistics. When they bring people from Chad, from Somalia, and from everywhere, they say that the population of Hausas are big. It's not true. The Igbos have more population. The Biafrans have more population than the Hausas. Let's leave that aside. What I'm saying now is it will be very difficult for Shuaibu himself to say, Biafrans, you go and form your own country. Because they know what they are benefiting from our land. And it's difficult for them to go. Now, I have an idea which we have to pursue. That idea is this. In law, there's something we call leapfrogging. To leapfrog, that is jump over something and into something else. That's why we call it leapfrogging. Next year will be 100 years amalgamation of Biafra with Yorubas and Hausas. 52 years, as I've always said, it never worked. I had you speaking to one of our brothers who was talking about election in 2015, which of course will never materialize. Next year ends everything. Now what I'm saying, Director, is this. We will leapfrog. If you like it, it's likely we may have to abandon what is going on there in Biafra land with our law pursuit because it may not come to fruition. There's something we call delay tactics. They'll carry on giving you frustration until, but of course, you know that the Biafrans, we are never tired. When I was a little boy, there's one knife we call Ikagwagadi. That is an old man never tired. That is the spirit of Biafrans. We are never tired. Whatever we are pursuing, we see it to its legal conclusion.
Yes, but
now what I'm saying, Director,
it seems we are tired of getting a transmitter.
Sorry?
It seems we are tired of acquiring a transmitter.
No, we are not, Director. Don't ever try the resolve of the Biafrans. We are not. Do you know how many people have called today that have never called before? Director, you are here seated, but you don't know what you are generating. You are generating quite a lot of influence. You are commanding people and they are coming in. 10 or 11 people that picked up their calls and dropped. They are new callers. They've never called before. People have been told, try this station. Director, as I always told you, when you went to the United States, I tell you, you must broadcast from New York. Eventually you did. You know, I have foresight, Director, and I always prove my case. Whichever way, it always comes to fruition. What I'm saying to you this evening, to the 1st of August, is this. Transmitter will come. Inasmuch as we are slow, God says in the first book of Peter, 3:6, he says the reason why he doesn't destroy this world is because he wants all sinners to come to repentance. Our people are very slow because they've been corrupted by the Yoruba media. By the Hausas who are using our oil to pay our own people. Our people are in slumber. But I tell you, they are waking up. Would you believe in the next few months past that we have youth, Biafra youth? I was hearing a guy called from Biafra saying that on the 4th of this August, there will be a meeting in Umu Upute. If you like, it's called Umu Upute. People show up. They will have a meeting of Biafra youth. Would you believe 5 months ago that something like that would happen? No. Director, we are progressing. You don't know what you are doing. Sitting there and talking, you are generating. In fact, I nearly call you a generator. But let's leave it. You are director already. You don't need to generate anymore. Yeah, okay. Because if you bring down your electricity, there will be trouble.
There will be electrocuted. Everybody will be electrocuted. If I just
A guy called yesterday and said you are on gear one. He wants you to go on gear two. He said, in fact, if it's possible, he wants you to go on gear five. Director, you don't know what you're doing. Do you know the number of people on Facebook? before I added more than 600 people on my side, it was 555. Now it's gone up. That was just last month. What you're doing is not undermined. You are generating generation. Director, what I am going to say to you now is this. We have to leapfrog. Next year is the 100 years anniversary of stupid amalgamation that yielded nothing after 52 garden years. We have to take the bull by the horn. Let us use that particular 100 years amalgamation of your friend. You called Frederick Lugard. You don't want to put Lord on his name.
He is not a Lord. He's a petty criminal. He's not a Lord or anything.
He is your friend, Director.
No.
We have to use that dossier to fight our cause. We will leapfrog from Nigeria into the United Kingdom, where freedom is pronounced, where human rights are recognized, and that's where we take our case further. Because I promise you, Nigeria will delay you, they'll frustrate you, they will ridicule our pursuits. And of course, nothing, I repeat, nothing will ever stop the movement of restoration of Biafran land to its glorious glory. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much. And right on cue, the time have just gone slightly, just a minute past the hour of 9 p.m. We have everybody everywhere in the whole world. Carol Monday is preparing to leave the studio. But before she does, Carol, you're leaving, is that correct?
Yes, I have to get back to my family. It's been a long weekend.
It's been a very long week for you and also a very long weekend. Thank you very much for all your help, all your input. All the people that you need to contact, who you have been given their details to try and contact them, continue what you're doing. It's very, very excellent.
Yes.
Yes.
I will be putting all the members that I've contacted from all these countries into groups, okay? So we need to stand for Biafra this year. Okay, bye everybody. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are continuing for the next hour at least. Please, we also have Chidera on the line. Chidera, is that correct?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, please go ahead. What have you been making of what you've been hearing so far?
Well, I just want to add to the voices of the people that are appealing concerning the transmitter, because that we need it so urgently. We have only about, I think we have less than 20 days left to get that transmitter. Look at these women that are protesting or are planning to protest in Owerri. I'm not even sure that they know, and most of them might not even know anything about Radio Biafra. If they can organize themselves to go naked to achieve something, how much more are they going to do when we have the transmitter and they listen to it? So this is something that we really, really need to get, because media is very, very important so that our people will know what is going on, hear about it, and know how best to organize themselves for the restoration of Biafra. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much, and remain where you are, that this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Mamba. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good,
yeah,
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Good evening. Where are you calling from?
Thank you very much. My name is Patrick Ejulu. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Go ahead, please.
Can I please have the telephone number of the the organizer in Germany here, the Onyale somebody, isn't it?
Yes, it's Fred. Fred Onyale, yes.
Fred Onyale,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Let us see. Telephone. Yes, since you are on Skype, what you need to do is to add Fred Onyale on your Skype contact list. That is all you need to do. Fred.Onyale on your Skype contact group, and then obviously you can send him messages and then they'll add you to the group in Germany. Yes.
I'm very grateful. Thank you very much. Barisman Mezu, one question for you. You are just leaving. I hope you are still listening.
Yes, go ahead. He's listening. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm very grateful to hear your voice once again. I know you are going to be closing now.
Yes.
So, Barisman Mezu, what is the next step between the Biafra and Nigerian court, sir?
Barisman Mezu, the people here would like, they're asking what is the next step in the court case. I have the answer to that, but maybe you can answer better because you're a barrister, and I'm not. Yes, barrister, go ahead. We're listening.
Yes, director.
Yes.
The next stage is that we are waiting
for the judge Shuaibu to tell us the next court hearing, because our opponent, the Nigerians, argued that Shuaibu himself is not up to handling the case between Nigeria and Biafra. He, the judge Shuaibu, said that this is his court. He is capable of handling the case. So meanwhile, we are waiting for him to tell us the next court hearing, which could take in December. He could decide that it will be next year. He could decide that it will be 2 years in coming. So as I said earlier, they will frustrate us. A Hausa man will not say, Biafra, please go. Because all their resources, all the effort is centered on Biafra land. The Yoruba man will not say, okay, well, because the Yorubas are milking us, hiding between the cloak of pretense, thinking that they like the Igbos. They don't. The Hausa do not. They are killing us. It's not because they want us to leave. They want to reduce our numbers. They are killing us because they want to make sure that we are just only one or two of us. Therefore, we are incapable of forming a government. The population of Biafra is bigger than that of Kenya, is bigger than that of Burundi, is bigger than that of South Africa. That is the population of Biafra. It's even bigger than that of Ghana. Yet, we have been marginalized. We have been put in a corner as if, Director, I am getting angry that all these things are nothing but deliberate acts to make sure that we are punished.
Yes.
But I tell you, a grass cutter says if it's only him remaining in the bush, you'll cut the whole grass in the bush.
Yes, because the name is grass cutter. The same way that we are Radio Biafra, if it is only us left, we'll continue to broadcast. My dear brother, you've heard it, that the only thing stopping us from having a court date is that the Hausa judge, Honorable Justice Shuaibu, he is the one that will set a court date. The case is bigger than him, but he wants to handle it. He wants to make history, so he will set a court date and we will return to court. But for us, court or no court, we are marching on relentlessly. This is Radio Biafra. If we allow Nigeria to do 100 years anniversary, then we would have failed. We don't mind if Yoruba and Hausa can do their own anniversary, but we cannot be a part of it. Things are going to happen. And those things that will happen is dependent on if we have transmitter or not. That is why we are asking everybody, everybody, go and make your contribution towards the purchase of this transmitter so that you can hold your head up very high. When things happen in the future, you can say, I bought this transmitter and transmitted to our people.
Yes.
Nobody would do it for us. Yes. We have to do it ourselves. We don't want Biafra of Ndioke Chichendineke sense. We don't want to talk of Biafra. We need Biafrans of people who are intelligent, not clever people. We need Biafra of people where the Kwashiorkor syndrome is no more existent. Don't think about what you can eat with your family alone. Think about the children in the villages without power, mosquitoes chasing them all over the place, no school, nothing to eat. Their mothers are selling them. And one what I create due to agua. Let us think about them and stop being very selfish. Contribute to the transmitter. It's as simple as that.
That's correct. We are doing something. This is why I wanted to get in contact with this Mr. Nyale here in Germany.
Yes.
I was in Biafra land just last month, and I was surprised to see that when I was able to open my notebook in the village behind the airport there at Timoste, and I was see the whole entire village gathered to listen to this radio station. So for me, it seems to me they don't even have access to get information about what is going on there. So I think by the time the transmitter is there, there will be a revolution from the people themselves against the government.
Of course, the government overnight.
Since the government doesn't show them the back side, they only show the front side. So the governor of Imo State is building some infrastructure there, but building the most sophisticated mosque in the government house at Owerri. I wonder why and what exactly he's trying to introduce the people of Imo State. The people will decide by themselves if the transmitter is there, and I'm strongly believe that it will be there by the grace of God.
Yes. We need slightly more than the grace of God. We need people to be generous. We want people to go and use their debit, their credit cards.
Yeah.
If you are in Europe, you don't need to ask. Get Radio Biafra account details. Walk into any bank in Europe, into any bank at all in Europe, and say you want to pay money to Radio Biafra in London. It's a Lloyd's bank account. And they will accept the money from you. Kaiga go trend buy your transmitter. We buy a transmitter for them. We mount it. You said you travel from Germany to Owerri Airport. You saw people gathering around a laptop at Owerri Airport listening to Radio Biafra.
No, that's my village. That's my village. That's where I come from.
Exactly.
You know, so I was shocked to see exactly what happened there. You see, even in the whole entire airport there, you can't see anybody listening to this radio station. But when I open it and leave it for the people for half an hour or 1 hour before my flight is taken off from that place to Port Harcourt. So I was so shocked. So I'm very grateful that I think something like that, something must be done in that country in a short time.
In a short time.
Thank you very much tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Add Fred Onyali to your contact list on Skype and he will talk to you because he's an avid listener. He's even listening as we speak. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We have our dear, a lot of people are calling, and we have our brother Obilo Anthony, who is saying, Director, he wrote, even on, I think it was on Tuesday, Director, please pick my call. You need to back up one of those who are calling in this reality. Yes, he's saying, why are my calls not being answered? A diehard Biafran like me. Obilo Anthony, you are a diehard Biafran, no doubt, but there are Biafrans calling from all over the world. The list is endless. We have 555 missed calls already on Skype. People waiting to speak to us. 555. Only one person can speak at a time. So you please try and bear with us. Try and bear with us. Let us go to our dear sister in Italy to find out what she has to say. This is Radio Biafra. Give the world your name and where you're calling from, please. And Obilo, and the call back. Yes.
Please, this is Juliet.
Yes, is that Juliet Mba? Is that correct?
Yes, this is Juliet Mba.
Yes, and yes, go ahead.
There is something I want to complain, and I have been saying this since a long time. Nobody wants to listen or take this thing very seriously. The problem I'm having on my phone to me and my computer is that all the time I have registered, I have put some messages and all this and that. Somebody will just get it as if, like, an application to an office, they will just get it and put it on the dustbin. What does that mean? Who is after me on this very world?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we don't know who it is. I think the best thing to do will be to join our people. We are asking Michael Iranya, please, who is the coordinator for Italy, to try and make contact with you.
Your
details and register for you. We are asking Michael Iranya to speak to our sister Juliet Mba. This number is being communicated to Michael Iranya as we speak. Michael Iranya should please make sure that you contact our sister so that we solve this problem once and for all. We are Biafrans. We solve problems. We don't...
In fact, I don't know what is happening. In fact, it's long time. I'm saying, and this is just boiling my mind. I don't know what to say. You mean that I cannot send a message on email? I can't go even on Facebook. I was able to enter to register my name on the Facebook. Then on this Facebook, there is nothing new I see than all useless kind of faces that they post for me to join, that is to add as friends. I'm not interested in adding any friends if that person is not someone I know, or a Biafra. What is this?
Somebody will contact you. Your number has been sent to Chidera, who will get it over by Skype text to Michael Iranya. Michael Iranya will call you in the next 5 minutes to make sure.
And one day I opened the my page. I saw the name of I think they call it Carol, that lady who is helping Radio Biafra. I saw the name. I think many people use
Yes. Hello. I hope they haven't caught your line as well. Please, they will call you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Charles Eze from Germany.
Charles Eze from Germany, go ahead. We are listening, and so is the whole world. This is Radio Biafra.
Anyway, it's beautiful. I love your ways. Everything is you're doing is great. I want to correct the brother that called from Germany. You told him about our coordinator in Germany, about the name is Fred Onyale.
Yes. No,
the name is Frederick.
Is that how it is? Is Fred hiding from somebody? 1 week he's Fred, the next week he's Frederick. Is everything okay?
You did the same to me last time before I registered and all that.
Oh, so it's Frederick.
I couldn't find Fred, but it's Frederick.
Okay. Our brother, if you are listening, is Frederick Onyale. Frederick Onyale. Is it, yes. Frederick like the German spelling or the English one?
Like F, the English one.
It's Frederick.
Nothing changed.
Okay, Fred with a K or C. How do you, is it CK or what? How do you spell Frederick where you are?
Okay, it's CK like you spell it in English.
Okay, the same thing. RICK, yeah, Frederick. Yeah, FREDRICK.
Immediately, immediately after D, you put R, then it will just pop up.
Okay.
Fred, you can't get it on Skype.
So it's Frederick. Frederick, yes. Onyale, yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sure he's heard it. Thank you.
Yes. Correct. Thank you very much, too.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Bana. Bye. Let us go to the line again. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, this is Yvonne Akinfe from London.
From London?
Yeah.
Biko, please raise your voice. You sound like you're as if you're on the underground.
No. Okay. Ifanyoke
Kabatete from Uche Mefo's hometown. Go ahead, we are listening.
Serious? Oh, good. Yeah, I'm calling from London, yeah. Yeah, I'm calling regarding the woman that I believe she's been trafficked. I'm sure. Sending her.
There is a noise. Are you with a lion or lionesses? There is a growling noise on the background or the grandma.
No. I don't know why that noise is there.
But you've heard the noise I'm talking about. It's a growling noise on the background, as if you have a pet tiger or lion with you.
No. I don't have anything. It's just me in here.
We can hear it. I suggest you, please, you call us on the phone. Or you give us a number to call you on. The noise is too much.
All right, then.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's a growling noise, as if there is a baby lion or even a big one there. We got a message from our dear brother and a co-presenter and also co-host in San Francisco. His name is Chukwune Dumama Juoyi, who has been working tirelessly on this very battle towards the restoration of the kingdom of God on this earth, which is Biafra, because we know that Biafra is the new Jerusalem. He sent us some messages on Facebook, which we shall read to the hearing of the entire people. Anybody that knows me will know when it comes to Biafra, I have no secret. There is no secret when it comes to Biafra. He's saying that mass up movement has been the problem. White people in America is not coming out due to violence. Igbo people in America are scared and we need to turn that around. War is not the solution to get Biafra. All we need is our mind, the microphone, pen and paper to actualize the sovereignty. We call it restoration, my dear brother, to restore the sovereignty of the state of Biafra. We need to make contact with the American government before we leave. How long ago was this one sent? No, that's a long time ago. He sent a more recent one. I do apologize. The Morrison says that please don't encourage our elders in Owerri-Imo State to protest naked. This is an advice from our brother Chukwune Dumama Juoyi. Protesting naked will give the Nigerian authority reasons to arrest all of them and put an amount to bail them out. We will be making money for Nigerian government instead. Please don't encourage them to protest naked. I promise you that I will donate. You are doing a great job. Keep it up. I am still in the summer school, but I will put up. He has given an amount that he will donate next week. In fact, he also gave us some money in America whilst we were there. You have the passion, and we believe that you are the one. No, I am only a messenger. I am only but a servant. I am not worthy to leave. I'm just telling you, this is my own take on it. I am not worthy to lead the children of God. God will find a leader at its own time. I'm only here to serve the Biafran people. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother Chigwene Mamajoyi. He gave us some money. He gave us some pocket money in America. He came to see us and he did the right thing. And we are very grateful to you. You said you donate towards it. Also, is it because that women are threatening to go naked? That's why you donate for the transmitter. Okay, then we'll use that. If you don't want our women to demonstrate naked and be arrested by Hausa people and be molested by cattle rearers, please you contribute towards the transmitter, because this transmitter, I got to line your jaw. People, you see people go on exile. They will abandon their governor's mansion and go on exile. All we need is our transmitter. We'll wake up the bones of the dead. Their blood is still crying in the wilderness. 3.5 million people. We cannot abandon them. You can abandon them, but those of us at Radio Biafra cannot abandon our people. Never, ever, ever. Some of us are living on borrowed time. As I said yesterday, I will say it again. The greatest honor I will have in my life is to die fighting for Biafra. There is no glory greater than it, because God told us that Biafra is his own kingdom on this earth. Because if it had been the wish of God that Hausas rule us, he would have allowed them to conquer us the way the same Yoruba people we are conquered. If it was the wish of the Almighty that we should become subservient to cattle rearers, the same way that every other coastline in Africa is Arabized, is Islamized, the same thing would have happened to us. But he protected us so that we may know that he is God. And Biafra will be dedicated to the service of God Most High. Everything we do in the new Biafra will be dedicated to the service of God in truth and honesty. Ndi amumoga nine will not live to see Biafra. Every evildoer will not live to see Biafra. Those who are privileged enough to witness Biafra will be the very chosen people who are clean and pure at heart. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I have our dear sister Chidera Akabo and a lot of listeners all over the world, including many callers. Many, many callers. We don't rest at Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this one, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are from.
Yes, we are still speaking with the same momentum in JBK.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Okay, the network is very poor here in Zoom, you know? So I've been trying to call you through Skype, but I couldn't be able to get you. So I was saying something before we went off.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Make it very brief. There are 582 people waiting to speak. Please make it very, very snappy. Go ahead.
Yes, the reason why I mentioned those books is for people to go and read those books. You know, most of all, we will call here and start here some things, and most of us have not made any research pertaining to Biafra. Most of us have not even read anything pertaining to Biafra or the things that happened during the war. So some of us will just call and start here something that is not supposed to be seen here. So the reason why I mentioned those books is for people to go and look for those books and read. Especially the Nigerian Revolution and the Biafra War. The author of that book is Alexander Majimbo. So, you know, those books are very proud of it. You can find any of them, anybody that is listening to me that says that he's a domicile citizen of Biafra, indigenous of Biafra, should go and look for any of those books and read. Then, I was saying something, like I said before, I was among the people that say that it's not good for you to castigate Yoruba pastors. Director, I was in the church last Sunday, and actually I'm a Catholic. I worship in Catholic. But for now, I'm in Lagos, because I'm doing business in Lagos for now. But I live in Naba. So for like 3 weeks now, I've been worshiping in Pentecostal church, in the Christian church, located at somewhere at Shasha area in Lagos. So I've been worshiping in this church for like 3 Sundays now. Last Sunday, Director, I walk out of that church because I was annoyed based on what I saw. In the pastor was preaching. And the founder of that church is also in Yoruba. And on that particular section, that branch that day is also a Yoruba pastor. The man was free.
conversation, the man said, I was listening to everything that he was saying. The man said, you know, that in the place, in Yoruba land, that they don't, that they marry with the 500, 500 naira. That they are not kind of those people that sell out their daughters. That they are not kind of those guys that sell out their daughters. That we will not mention their name. Meanwhile, it was pointing towards the direction of the Eastern Zone. So,
Hang on. This is a Yoruba pastor in a Yoruba church making mockery of our marriage rights, how we marry. This is a Yoruba pastor that will get donation, tithe, everything from Igbo people sustaining him in church in Lagos. He is the one making a mockery of our people. This is a Yoruba pastor. Rather than go there and condemn what is happening to his so-called fellow Nigerians in the north, what he did was to use the time of God to make mockery of our people. I don't blame him. I blame the idiots that attend Yoruba churches. It's not the Yoruba pastors I blame. I blame our people. If you're foolish enough to be giving your money to a Yoruba person when we are here crying for a transmitter, that is your business. I hope that these people will not see Biafra. That is my prayer. They will not see it. The same way that the ground opened and swallowed up all the people who were against what Moses was doing. All of them shall perish. They will not see Biafra, all of them, one after the other. They will not be deported. Halfway, they will shoot them and dump their bodies in the river. The same way they killed our brothers and dump them in the Zulu River. The stupidity is too much. Why are people going to Yoruba churches? I keep asking myself. What are you looking for in a Yoruba church? What are you doing there? God is not in Igbo land, it's in Yoruba land. Our people are daft. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I say this because I want to use this opportunity to say I'm sorry for ever opening this mama to say that they should not investigate any Yoruba pastor. But I have now had a reason to believe that Yoruba are not as outside. Okay, look at during the war, I would have said that hunger is the legitimate report of war, that they cannot give food to their enemies. 3.40 million of children, 1.40 million of children, so many of children die as a result of the blockade. And I cannot believe that that idea was brought in by the Yoruba, because I believe that our power, all the small bank cows, were not capable of raising in that way. So, ever since then, okay, look at what Awolowo said, and now I was in the church and with a pastor, calling me a Yoruba pastor, preaching in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Talking to the worshippers, telling them that they are not kind of those tribes that fell out that they have. So the kind of a laughing matter in the church there. So I think offense. And I remember what we said. And I remember how you called some of those pastors. And I'm not talking myself that if you believe that those pastors are doing the work of God, they should be able to preach. Because the word are hearing about, they should be able to tell the word that social tribe, the kind of injustice that is going on in social tribe. So after considering carefully, I now say that I'm going to make sure that I'm going to call you today. I say that I'm sorry, and me, within our heart, I will never set my leg into any church that is in the pastor is pastoring. And no matter any year, as soon as I go in there and in the church, I find out that it's in the pastor or church was it's in the man that joined the church, I will go out of that place. So, then,
My brother, hang on. We know all these books. We've been reading books. Myself, I've been reading. I started from Things Fall Apart. I read Animal Farm. I read Alex Haley's Roots that told me how proud Igbo people are. I have read all the way to, I read War and Peace. I even dabbled into Homer's Iliad. I came to Ahiajoku lecture, my dear brother, given by Professor Donatuzi Benwog, whom I regard as the foremost and finest Igbo thinker of all time. He is a very, very highly intelligent man. I wish he lived long enough to see what would have become of Biafra. I have read everything. Reading a book does not make you a Biafra. It is your ability to act on what you have read. Acting on what you have read is what makes you a Biafran. Acting on it is what makes you that very special human being. People read the Bible, they don't act on what the Bible says. People say, oh no, that, that we are Israelites and they are behaving like a bunch of I don't even have the name for them, because before they will tell me that I insult people, I should stop. Let me tell you something, my dear brother. The books you have read, I am very, very happy. That the fact that you had the guts to stand up and say, I won't go to Yoruba church again, means it is now that you have been freed from bondage. Anybody going to Yoruba church is under spell, is under a curse, under a bondage. The same people that starved you to death, the same people that made sure that they killed 3.5 million of you, you are going to their church and even giving them more money. The same, your money that they took, they've not returned to you. You're giving them more. You're telling me that you're normal. Ego in house on Ezoro, they have not given back to you. And you're giving them more money every Sunday. Are you well? How many of them are in Igbo land going to Igbo churches and giving Igbo people money? How many of them? And people think that we are at Radio Biafra to indulge in stupidity. When you're being very hopeless, we'll be clapping for you. Say, oh, please, ride on. That is nonsense. Please, you go and listen to AIT. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. The time of just gone to 9:30 p.m. here in London. Our dear brother, thank you very much for calling. We welcome it. We love what you are doing. And we are asking, please, Ike Chukwenyago, please make sure that you add our dear brother Frank Moore from, that is his Skype name, Frank Moore from Pakistan. Add him to the coordinators group. And anybody without 10 people on the coordinators group should be removed with immediate effect. Should be removed with immediate effect. We are firming up. We want to focus on what we are doing. Anybody who is not with 10 people should not be on the coordinators Skype list. Shouldn't be there at all, at all, at all. Let us go and take this call on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead. You've been trying to get through to us. Give us your name and where you are.
My director, I wanted to cry here. I'm telling you because, you know, each time I'll be hearing their voice and the Baritame Mizu and the Caroline and others, I'm very, very happy. And I'm greeting you this evening. My name is Okechukwu. My name is Okechukwu Emenaha, and I'm from Accra, Oyo, Imo State, and I'm calling from Mumbai, India. I always call it, this is not my first time, and I'll be working hard to make sure that I gather my people via so that we can also contribute in this transmitter. And another thing I want to contribute again is there. You see, in terms of these Yoruba churches we are talking about and other things that happened to our brothers, there's a lot of outside pastors in Lagos State. In satellite town, our people are spending billions of naira there. I'm telling you, this church, I'm telling you, that right now, our people are spending billions of naira there, feeding canal. They want to establish church. And while our people die in the village, and their village is also bush, I have a brother also there. He's spending a lot of money every Sunday there. They will be spending money to pastor, money to cover pastor. Forget about the town where they're coming from. So the way they are deporting us in Lagos now shows that, yes, our own appointed time have come. I am telling you the truth. So, director, what I'm saying right now is that, forget about our computers. Stop telling people. Let me tell you, our people, I know them. And they, you see, whatever God's hand is upon what you are doing, and this thing you are doing is not by your power. God has already appointed you. That is why I so much have love to call you or maybe to hear this thing to Biafra every time. Because I know that the hand of God is upon this thing. And I'm telling you that before from now to this August roundup, I am telling you this transmitter, you will get the money to buy, even buy double. I am telling you, honestly speaking. So, I am telling you, my dear brother, you see, why my own contribution today is that, please, I want to coordinate some of my brothers here, and they are very, very interesting, here in Mumbai, India, most especially New Bombay. I want to present most of our brothers here, because our people are just moving like a sheep over here. We don't have control. Many people are dying, our young guys are dying here, nobody to come against and speak. Our embassy in New Delhi is not doing anything. I am telling you honestly speaking, Nigeria embassy in New Delhi, we don't even care for them anymore because they are not doing anything. Many of our Ugbo youth are dying in Mumbai here. I am telling you, some of them, when they kill them, they will brought them to the train station, that train kill them. I don't see why Ugbo man will sit train and go and jam train or train jam Ugbo man in Mumbai here. I don't know. So many of us are dying here and nobody is controlled. Even so-called our manager and some of our people have here, they are not doing anything. I am telling you. So, I am trying my best now to see that I bring some of our brothers there and they are coming together, they are adding the door Biafra, they are talking about Biafra, they are nobody are coming up. So I want to know how we can do that, so that we can also be contributing all these things. Not that Indians are very poor not to contribute. I'm telling you, we are 100% sure that we can also be contributing whatever they are doing. And anything, any of us are my name is good, I don't have a job. What will food? By the
way,
can contribute this night, please.
So, yes, how soon can India? We have a lot of people call from India and say they are ready. This is about you, about the fourth person telling us that India, that their own sector in India is ready. You are the fourth person, Madhan, no, that have called Radio Biafra to say India is ready. After 2-3 days, they disappear. We don't hear about it. And then somebody else calls and says, oh, India is ready. People must say, this is radio. We don't have any secret. If you come and say something to us on the air, we hold you to it. If you don't, we go back and tell you, you have not done it. Because when you speak on Radio Biafra, you are speaking to over 2 million people. And they are listening and holding you to account. If India is ready, India must do something to tell us that they are ready.
Director, please, you know, India is bigger than Africa. We have many, India is very big. I don't know the person called you that India is there. I don't know the part of India he is. I am telling you, I personally, Okechukwu, I am calling you from Mumbai, India. If I am not ready, I will not come on air to say I'm ready, because I know how many souls die in my family, this Biafran issue. My father is in a returning soldier out of the all. That is the only my father come back in the Biafran military then, 1967, okay? So I am ready. If I'm not ready, I will not call you that I'm ready. I myself and my friend here, Obidi, we are ready, and we're almost four members here now. We are sitting every day, listening to Biafra. We are adding our friends. Even some people who ask from Morocco, they have called you. Even Algerians, our contact over there, they have also called you. So that is why I'm telling you, we are ready. Don't tell us what we can do. At least we can start a little. I'm telling you, to make sure that what we are doing is getting ahead.
Okay, when you are up to 10 people, you will be included. If you have up to 10 people that will form the council to then look after the assembly, you will then be included in the list of the coordinators. We are, once again, you say you only four, you need six more people all over India. That is what you need to do. We need people to go and make sure that their areas are coordinated. We cannot have a worldwide protest without 1 million members on Facebook. We cannot have a worldwide protest without having people, minimum 10 people in each country, every major country of the world, starting from Japan and ending in San Francisco Bay in the United States of America.
So okay, that the world... Okay, okay, director, thank you for now. Please, I would like you to, comment about this church in this satellite. Our people are wasting there. I am telling you, if you marry in that church, they give you 100,000. I don't want to marry in that church. That's why they are running away from the church. Our people are spending a lot of money there, and the man is moving around the world protesting that he's the only surviving Biafran soldier. That is confusing our people over here. I am telling you truth. Just trust this thing I'm telling you, and you find out the truth.
Who is this person?
Just go to Alakita. There is the one church there. It's our Sama holy church. Our people are perishing there. Go and enlighten them about Biafra. They are wasting. Some of them are changing his name to our Sama name. The man is our Sama. Many of our Igbos are changing their name to these people. I'm telling you, this name of the church, the name man, the name of the man. So our people are perishing there. The man even travel around the world contesting about Igbo, that let there be peace, that Nigeria will be good. There's nothing like Biafra. So what are they confusing us? It's okay now. In that same Lagos, they are reporting us again now. I am telling you, I like this media, and I am very, very happy for this, our struggle. So may God bless us and bless everybody in Biafra.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Chidera, are you there? No, Chidera, we need to get Chidera back to tell us precisely what she has in mind for us. Chidera, tell us what you have in mind. You have an apt quotation from the Bible that relates to what we are discussing. Please give it to us.
Yes, I was just reading the book of 2 Kings chapter 7. I don't know if you've ever heard about it. Do you know that only four lepers conquered the city? Were you ever aware of that?
I know a lot of things in the Bible, but not this very one. But I've heard about the story of the lepers. Yes, tell us what happened in the Bible so that people can learn from it.
Yeah, so before I read it, I'm going to liken Elisha to you. I'm going to liken the Syrians to the house of people. And the Lord that was doubting what the man of God was saying, Elisha, I'm going to liken him to the politicians and all the evils who have refused to listen to us and remove themselves from Nigeria. So from chapter, I'm not going to read, I'll just go to the very important part just chapter 1 said, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. And the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God in mockery, though, and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? He said, behold, thou shalt see. And then Elisha told him, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. So because of this guy, because of the Lord made him, the Lord that was with the king made a mockery of what Elisha said. So Elisha told him that he would be the last person. So all these people now that we are telling we want to go and restore Biafra, and are saying, oh, how possible is it? You think you can conquer half of those people? You can even go to her White House and tell Obama what you're looking for. Then there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said to one another, why sit we here until we die? I'm going to liken this 4 lepers to all the people now who have genuinely involved themselves in this struggle. So if we're going to die in either ways, why not go and fight and get what we're looking for? That's what these 4 lepers are saying. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall die. And these 4 lepers, they rose up with their might and left. But what happened? God multiplied their efforts. Chapter 6 says, for the Lord, and they rose up in twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come there, there was nobody. Why? Because the Lord of hosts made them to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even a noise of a great host, that they said to one another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the king of the Hittites and the kings of Egyptians. They felt that there were so many nations that were coming against them, while there were just only 4 lepers, because the Lord helped them and multiplied their efforts and amplified what they were doing, because they were willing to go and conquer. Then the last part of it, when they finally conquered the Syrians and got and restored everything that was stolen from them, the same Lord that made a mockery of what the man of God was saying, just like they make a mockery of what you're saying now in the radio station, what happened? He wanted to join the people that will partake of the goodies. 19 says, and that Lord that answered the man of God said he wanted to go and see with his own eyes. And what happened? It fell out unto him that more desperate people trod upon him, Hazoroyopo, and he died. So this is a warning to all the people that do not believe in what we are doing, because we have the might of these 4 lepers. If 4 lepers can go and conquer a city, how much more those of us that are very healthy and educated? If we have the might, we can restore. God can help us to restore Biafra. And all the doubting Thomases, I pray that something that they don't be like this, Lord.
I am not as forgiving as most people, because they will not make it. They will not come in. They will not see Biafra. They won't make it. Because these people are wicked. You are there and they're killing your people. There is a breaking news coming now, which you're going to read in full. Can they ban a rota? Any idiot going to Yoruba church can be able to reason and come to their senses. Our people are so daft, it's untrue. They are so stupid. This news is coming from Lagos. This is what they have to say. Governor Fashola, the Yoruba governor, is warning P2B. I never believed in my life I'd be saying such a thing, but let us continue to read. Don't incite Igbos against Lagos, Fashola warns Obi. This is what Yoruba media are carrying in Lagos this very night, as we are on the air speaking. This is the breaking news. The Lagos State Governor, Babatunde Fashola, has warned his counterpart in Anambra State, Peter Obi, not to incite Igbos against Lagos State Government following the recent busing of some Igbo destitutes to Onitsha. They are calling us destitutes. Aru amen. Fashola, who spoke with newsmen on Thursday after inspecting the ongoing light rail project and jetties in Mile 2 area of Lagos, Southwest Nigeria, the governor accused Peter Obi of playing politics with the matter and using the media to blow the issue out of proportion, saying that the governor has not deemed it fit to call him on the issue only for him to make it a media issue. This is what Fashola is saying. There is too much at stake. This is Fashola Yoruba Nyanepu. There is too much at stake for anyone to begin to incite the Igbo community against their host state. Can you imagine such nonsense? Against their host state. These are people in a country that they forced us to be in one Nigeria. The people in a part of that country are calling us their host. So, we are visitors to Lagos. That is what Yoruba people are saying in Lagos. It is not Radio Biafra saying it. This is Governor Fashola of Lagos State. We are going to publish this. It's just breaking right now as we speak. There is too much at stake here. It is a very dangerous and unwarranted precedent. And I hope that common sense will prevail here. And also, those who are baying for blood should know that there is too much at risk here. Radio Biafra is baying for blood, Fashola. We are baying for more blood. That country has to sink in its own blood. It must perish. It must collapse. When I get a formal complaint from the governor of Anambra State or notification from the presidency, I will lay the facts bare. It is unfortunate that my colleague governor has made this a media issue. As I speak, I haven't received any telephone call or letter from him to complain, and I don't think that is the way a government works. Unless important matters like this, he had called me before, he stated. According to Fashola, this is a political season. And Anambra will be up for contest. And in a political season, unusual things happen, and perhaps we are living in an interesting times. And I agree with him. The times are very, very interesting. For I say to God in heaven this night and going forward, if we fail to get Biafra, if Nigeria survives until 2015, let every Igbo man anywhere in the world be destroyed by God in heaven, including my own family. Let everybody die because we don't deserve to live. With imbeciles like this calling us that they are our host in Lagos. A country they forced us to belong to. I will stop praying to God to keep the Igbo race and wipe us away from this useless earth that we are in. If we allow this nonsense to continue before beyond 2015. Why are we alive and we are being insulted every blessed day? And some idiots will wake up on Sunday and go to Yoruba churches. I feel like bringing this program to an end. To be honest with you, it is humiliating. It's humiliating. They are calling us. They are hosting us in Lagos. They are our host in Lagos. Fashola stated that there is a large Igbo population in the state, not Nigerians. No, not Nigerians from other parts. Have you ever heard the British Prime Minister say that there are large populations of Scottish people here, or vice versa? Obama saying, or people in New York saying, oh, there are large populations of people from Tennessee in New York. Never. Fashola is telling us there is a large population of Igbo people in his states. And their presence was evident in Alaba, with the Alaba International Market and Aspamda, whatever it's called, saying that they are doing their business peacefully. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I can't finish reading this thing. It's very sad. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from London. And we are here to try as much as we can to tell a people who are behaving. It's incredulous. It's incredulous. It is incredulous. Incredulous. Anyway, Chidera, please say your closing remarks. We'll bring this program to an end. We'll bring it to an end. Please, please, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Remember everything that was said. The transmitter is very important, very, very, very important. We all need to contribute towards that transmitter so that by the end of that 20 days, our deposits will not have been in vain. Also, this thing I read in the Bible, I would like everybody to think about it. It's food for thought. If four lepers can conquer a nation, how much more those of us that are very healthy? We are already more than four. Well, so that means we can do more than these four lepers. What God just wants from us is our might and our willingness to restore Biafra, and he's going to do I won't say he'll do everything, because I don't want to encourage us to keep being lazy. I want us to stop folding our arms and waiting for, I don't know, we're waiting for spirits or whoever to restore. We need to stand up. The leper said, why sit we here and die? So let's not sit and die and continue to be insulted. Let's go and do something and restore our nation, because if we go and restore Biafra, we will not even die after all.
because God is going to multiply our efforts and make sure that we get what we're looking for, because it's a just cause. That's what I have to say. And rejoin us tomorrow, same time, 7 p.m. London time. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you very much, my dear sister, Chidera Akabo. We also have our sister here, Ifeoma Linda Chimwoba, who is writing. She says here, I want to say that the last sister who called from Italy, that is our sister Juliet, is being attacked by the so-called Yahoo people. They want to discourage her from joining the Radio Biafra group by asking her to forward her credentials before she could be approved to come to become a Radio Biafra member. This Yahoo people could be the Hausa or Yorubas, but she should not allow them to discourage her at all. She's now asking, saying, please guide her on what to do. Director, I am Ifeoma Linda Chimwoba. Thank you very much. We are guiding her. We have placed Michael Iranya on her case to make sure that no harm comes her way, that she is inducted into the sacred house of God itself. Our brother is writing, what is your name? You're writing from Spain. Your name is not here. The transmitter is taking time to buy. We will not buy this transmitter on hire purchase. As we've said before, you cannot buy anything on hire purchase in the UK and take that thing outside the United Kingdom. It is not possible. That is why we need everybody to contribute, no matter how small it is. Please contribute. Your names will not be made public. We know that some people are saying they are Biafrans, but they're still afraid, which is rather an irony. Please don't be afraid. Your names will not be made public. We need people to donate as much as they can. Don't give your money to Yoruba people. Give it to your own people for this transmitter, and then you see what a revolution is. For each and every, for what they felt when Nzog was struck, there will be everybody in Biafra land will turn into Chukwuma, Kaduna, Nzog. There will be revolution everywhere, and the world will know we've arrived. Give us a transmitter and you will see what will happen. All these insults from, they said that you're hosting Lagos, meaning you're a visitor, the same way that Radio Biafra from Inter-American was hosted. Maybe that's what he's hearing. He's thinking host is a good thing to say. We are visiting our brothers and sisters in the US. They were the ones hosting us. You host a visitor. They say we are Nigerians, but they're saying they're hosting us. We cannot continue with this program. We have wanted to stay here up until 10 p.m., but it is not possible because of the humiliation and the insult our people are facing. If we remain in Nigeria come 2015, I will personally fast and pray to God to exterminate the Igbo race, because we are not fit to survive as a people. They cannot be insulting us this way, and we are still in the same useless zoo called Nigeria. We love you all wherever you are, but more importantly, what we are pursuing is Biafra. God bless and keep all of you, but more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Oh, my dear, I'll be cool, I guess, yeah. Oye cheku boli sa ome si ogade mma Omu webiye odiku wekasiye Omu webiye obulolu ekwensu Omu webiye odiku wekasiye Oye welu ndede ote si ogade mma Asili umu enu Ibi mena numu waga asilele Angananti asili umu enu Angananti oku umu Angananti asili umu enu Ibi mena numu waga asilele